Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchards. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds! Today is Sunday, October 18th, 2015, and it's Sunday once again. I am your host. My name is Mark Kent. We have a couple of guests today. We have in the first hour, we have Coach Ron...
Tunick. I believe is how you say
his name.
He's
a motivational speaker. He's
CEO and president of Nations Transaction Services.
I guess he's does a lot of things. Dynamic speaker, great motivational speaker, professional keynote speaker. One of the best out there. So he'll be there in the first hour. And then in the second hour, we're going to do exactly the opposite of that and have Ted Nugent on.
It's a fun-filled, packed day.
Yes, it's going to be a fun-filled, packed day. Anyway, I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who does all the heavy lifting, by the way. And Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark and Linda.
Good morning, Bob. We also have a couple of other people in the studio here. We got Red Smith from Sovereign. Jefferson Sovereign State of Mind.
Something like that.
Yeah, might as well be.
Whatever you call it, it's the best 4 hours of radio on a Sunday morning you can find.
There it is. So we're streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room. It's kind of messing up this morning a little bit. I'm not sure what was wrong. I couldn't get it.
They fixed it.
You can go to KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. The Ted Nugent bit is pre-recorded, so you don't need to worry about calling in until after the segment is played or prior to. But Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 2570 South Bonneview at Destiny Fellowship. It stands for Limited Government, Fiscal Responsibility, and Adherence to the Constitution. Jefferson State of Mind is prior to us on Sunday morning at 8 o'clock to 9. We encourage everybody to go to the Shasta Lantern at www.shastalantern.com. Let's see, have I missed anything here?
No, I think we'll...
And a partridge and a pear tree.
Well, on Monday night, they probably should know that Trevor Loudon is the speaker.
Trevor Loudon will be the speaker.
On Monday night at 6 p.m. at Destiny Fellowship.
I'll get my quote in, and then we'll get to our guest. A free people ought not only to be armed and disciplined, but they should have sufficient arms and ammunition to maintain a status of independence from any who might attempt to abuse them, which would include their own government. George Washington. That comes from Sally. So with that, I guess we should get to our guest here.
Yeah. Good morning, Coach. Are you there?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Mark. How are you guys? You missed everything but the weather report.
The hottest day
One of the hottest days I've ever spent in my life was in Redding, California, 118 degrees. I didn't know if I could walk 50 feet to the hotel. Love your city. My boy's up in Grants Pass, so I've made that trip up to 500 times.
You just happen to get lucky on the 118. Maybe you should drive in the spring and fall or winter.
Yeah, you think?
Anyway, Ron, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? I went through a little bit on your bio, and it looks like you're a pretty busy kind of guy.
Well, I try to stay busy. I'm an older dude, and I've had a blessed life, and the opportunity to get into radio. I got into radio 15 years ago. I've done well in business, and some people's hobbies are yachting or traveling or playing golf every day. I found radio to be my hobby, so I've been involved in radio the last 15 years. I did a daily radio show for 3 hours called The Business of Life. I interviewed over 15,000 people, everybody but the president and the vice president of the United States. And then in 2013, my contract ended, and I kind of burned out. I took a year off. Now I'm back in radio doing a show, believe it or not, with my wife and daughter called He Said, She Said. And then I'm going to start another show here in a month called Start a Biz, because when in my world, so many people, I do a lot of mentoring. So between my business, my radio, and my mentoring, I find out what people are thinking about. And so many people are really wanting to get into business for themselves, wanting to be independent of the government, wanting to be independent of some boss who, jerks their chain all day long. So I'm going to start a national show of teaching people how to start a business, how to find a business. I also produce radio shows. So one of the shows I produced was called The Franchise Show for a couple of years. That was very successful. So we'll have franchise companies on, and we'll do the whole bit, home-based businesses, franchises, everything you can think of. So that'll be starting in about a month, you guys.
Hey, well, listen, you can have me as a guest on your show. I'm a tax expert.
I will absolutely have. You're a tax attorney?
I'm a tax expert. I've been in the business for 30 years. My brother is an attorney. I taught him the business 5 years going in, so I've been doing this for quite a while.
There you go. So you'll definitely be a guest on my show. So what I'm doing now is when the debate the other night just got me so angst up, Mark, about when they made the comment, we're going to have free this and free that and then free education. I thought, you know what? I have a college degree. I worked three jobs getting through college, and I thought I just have to blog. So I went and made a blog, and here I said, free college is like fool's gold. And at the end of the day, you and I are probably the same age. What made this country great was individual ruggedness, individual people doing the best they can for themselves, for their family, and for our country. And I just don't like where the left is going, so that's why I made the blog.
Well, something so easily attained is lightly esteemed, I guess. If you don't earn it, you don't own it. And so, yeah, I mean, I really love the way you're heading in the direction of business, because I think that is really a huge key in this country, because people get dependent, like you say, or, for their livelihood on the government or one single source of income. And I think the only real security is in your own business, but it takes a lot of knowledge and a lot of work and hard work to get something off the ground that's going to take care of you.
Amen. The big word is respect. There's no respect for free. You know, when somebody hands you something that's free, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? You know, what's behind the curtain? What's in it? You know, what? So free isn't everything it's cracked up to be, and in business, you know darn well that a lot of hard work has to be put into anything that you do to get the kind of results that you want. So getting a free education, I don't know where they're coming from. Look, we have a free education now basically in California. We have many, many more junior colleges than most of the nation. And I don't want to throw a bunch of statistics out on a Sunday morning, but of all the kids that start junior college, only 29% ever graduate. And junior college in California is pretty darn inexpensive. It really is.
I'm pretty sure they have free education in communist China. It's just that after you get educated, or should I say indoctrinated, you get to grow up and become another government slave.
Yeah, well said. Well said. So how are you guys doing up and ready? It's just one of my favorite communities in California. Spent a lot of time there. Lake Shasta used to houseboat 8-9 years in a row.
Nice.
Took the kids up there when they were little.
Well, we're dying on the vine. We need rain up here. It rained a little bit over the weekend, but it's just a drop in the bucket.
It's coming. It's coming. I'm down here in L.A., and I've noticed the last month or so they haven't said a word about it. The drought. I mean, every day for a couple of months, it was drought this, drought that, because they know the rains are coming. They know that Pacific Ocean is so warmed up now that we're all going to get plenty of rain.
Well, and I guess it rained pretty good down there the other day. I saw a picture where the mudslides took out a bunch of cars on the freeway.
Unbelievable. It was in isolated areas, yes, but yeah, horrible for those people, just absolutely horrible. In this one isolated area, basically out in the desert, they got 5 inches in 1 hour.
Wow.
And, so that's what you saw, all those trucks and cars in the mud got caught in that 5 inches in 1 hour.
Now that's climate engineering right there.
There you go. Yeah.
I know we always hear about this climate engineering stuff, and you know it's kind of hard not to look up, not to go into any conspiracy theory mode. But I'll tell you what, you know, I don't know what they're spraying up there, but and whether it has any effect on the weather or our health. But I'll tell you what, the climate sure has been weird in California for quite a while.
You know, it's I could make an argument for and an argument against. I'm the last one on the planet to know anything about the planet in terms of science or weather, but I've lived in California, Southern California, all my life, guys, Mark and Linda, and I'll tell you, the weather has in the last 5 or 6 years been a lot different than when I was raised. So something's going on. I just don't know what it is from a scientific point of view. Something is going on because it's down here. It's been warmer for the last 5 years. All of us know we've had no rain. No, we don't even have, there's four seasons. We have summer and a little bit cooler. That's our season. I mean, that's our season. It's ridiculous. It's concerning, but what am I going to do about it? You know, I do the best I can. We put, you know, plastic in one bin and paper in another bin and this. So we're doing our part.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, it's come out of just that there is some modification of the weather going on, how much the government is doing. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, you look at the guy up in the White House, and what he says is basically that the largest national security issue is global climate change. And you have to go, gee, would these guys be spraying anything up there? You know, would they be doing anything to try to affect the weather? I don't know. I'm in your court as well. I don't know what's going on. But I'll tell you what, the weather has been funny, whether it's naturally, you know, a cycle that we're going through or whether there actually is something to it. I don't know. But I look up in the sky and I see these lines that never seem to stop and never seem to go away. You know, they stay there all day. It's hard not to think something's going on.
Well, it really is. It really is. And the guy in the White House, I love the office. I have tremendous respect, as both you do, for the office of the President of the United States. But this guy says things and does things that in my lifetime, I just don't understand. You know, is our greatest threat the weather? I don't think so. And I don't want to get into a political discussion this morning, but you know, when you're talking about education and free this and free education, you have to talk about the political leadership or lack of it, or lack of understanding how this country was built, how the founding fathers designed a constitution and a piece of paper of the likes that nobody in the history of man. This, we have the most civilized, the most prosperous, the healthiest, the wealthiest, the smartest country in the history of civilization because of that Constitution, and for the guy in the White House not to honor it on a daily basis is you know, it's just pathetic. And
well it's
the
comments
that the left like are pathetic.
Well, it's rapidly deteriorating. I'm not sure we are the bastion of freedom or capitalism anymore. I mean, China's catching up. The world is kind of going to pot with their economic systems. We're not following the Constitution anymore. And this guy, you know, I have zero respect for the guy in the White House. I have respect for the office, like you say, if we had a president who was actually an American in there. And I'm not trying to say anything about his birth certificate at all. I think this guy is anti-American.
He's seditious.
Yeah, based on his policies. I mean, what does the guy promote? He promotes division. He promotes welfare. He promotes dependency on the government. He promotes bigger government control. His foreign policy is a freaking shambles. You know, it doesn't matter what you say about this guy. I can't think of one good thing that he's actually done for America at this point.
Well, it's sad. I mean, and God bless you and your sister for doing your show, but think about it. Where are the colonialists of yesterday? We're holding on. We're fighting for what we know is right. So keep doing what you're doing. I mean, every heart, every mind that you two touch is important. And you never know when, you know, somebody's on the fence really starts to understand intellectually what is going on. We are losing our freedoms. I mean, you're on the radio and I'm on the radio, and we talk about this all the time. You and I can't say exactly what we want to say because you never know when somebody's going to drop a dime on us and cause us nothing but heartache and aggravation for no reason at all. This wasn't the 60s and 70s that we were growing up in, was it, Mark?
No. Boy, I'll tell you what, I was born in 57, and it's a whole lot different than it was. It is now than back then, you know. And I'm looking at this. I got to bring this up because this is from an article I'm looking at from 1776coalition.com and our coalition. And it says, just marvelous. Captain America battles right-wing conservatives in new comic. I mean, Captain America is battling right-wing conservatives in this new comic.
Yep.
I mean, talk about propaganda. He takes on the evil militia group known as the Sons of the Serpent, who are patrolling areas near between Mexico and Arizona, so that to keep people, you know, to stop groups of illegal immigrants from crossing the border. I mean, you know, this is the kind of propaganda crap and spin that we're getting inundated with, and our kids are, you know, that the good guys are the bad guys and the bad guys are the good guys, you know. And it sounds like Eddie Murphy in a bad movie when he's talking about, you know, if it wasn't for evil, there'd be no good, so therefore evil is good. I mean, they've twisted everything to the point of stupidity.
You're bringing up so many subjects. It's so complex, our society today. But what's complex is that the leaders in the White House don't understand what you and your sister and I have done to get where we are. The President of the United States has never had a payroll. He's never made a payroll. To my knowledge, I don't think he's ever had a job outside of being a community organizer. So if you don't have that background, if you don't know how hard it is to make a payroll, if you don't know how hard it is to gain a client, keep a client, make a profit, and this is what's happening. These paid bureaucrats, these people are professional bureaucrats and politicians, and they have never experienced the things that we've experienced. And so they make their decisions based on the world that they grew up in, not our world.
Well,
they don't understand our world.
I think it's a little darker and more insidious than that for some of these people. I think they understand
I'm trying to be nice
the
on a Sunday morning.
I think they understand the document in America very well. They just despise it and everything it stands for.
Well, and I got to add to that. You know, you're talking about these guys never had any business experience. I was looking at statistics the other day. There's two people in the whole administration from Obama that have been appointed by him that had any business experience at all. Conversely, you know, you had like 58 people in the Reagan administration who had business experience. So these guys are government spoon-fed guys, and their ideological Saul Alinsky stuff is really quite apparent, if you ask me.
A bunch of flying monkeys.
Yeah,
I was Reagan's campaign chairman for our West County down here in Ventura County back in 76 and 80. So, Yeah, but you know, we have to keep the fight in. You guys, I do a different kind of radio show, but God bless you for what you're doing and all the people that are on the conservative side and the conservative movement. Think about it. Can you imagine if we did not have Fox television? If we did not have people on the air keeping the hopes and dreams of the founding fathers alive? Can you just imagine where this country would be?
Well, I agree with you on some things. Fox gets it right, but I have to disagree on some of the major points as well, because they never talk about the banking, they never talk about the Federal Reserve, they never talk about some of, you know, so they got their own spin doctors as well. It's just that they pander to different things. So like I say, if it wasn't for Fox, we wouldn't have any information out there, but at the same time, they actually don't give us all the information like some of the others.
But here's the thing, Mark, they're in the entertainment business. So if they started getting into the weeds, people would turn off the channel. I mean, you know, just being as objective as I can, you know, they have those blonde, pretty faces. You know, all the shows are there to capture our attention. And if they get into the things that you and I really want to talk about that keep this country going, people just wouldn't listen. They would turn it off and look. People want to be entertained. That's one of the challenges we all have today. People have short attention spans. They can't focus on anything. They just want to be entertained. And so Fox, to their credit, is doing the best they can. I mean, and you have to be objective. When I watch Fox, and I probably
true.
Like you guys do, I bounce around because I want to hear what the other side is saying too. So I'll go to MSNBC. CNBC. I want to see a CNN. I want to see what the other guys are saying. So when you get too far into the details, when you get too far into the boring stuff that actually makes the watch work, people turn it off. If you can't get people's attention and entertain them, you lose an audience. So I get where they're coming from.
I think they're kind of losing their audience anyway, in my opinion, just because the fact is, I mean, if you look at O'Reilly, for example, I mean, I watched the guy religiously for, you know, since he's been on. You know, he's been so supportive of the president in a lot of his stuff. Now, he's starting to get a little more edgier on his policies and so forth, because it's getting to the point where it's totally undeniable. I mean, you know, how much more can this economy tank before we get to the point? But listen, we got to go to a break, Ron, and let's come back and let's talk about your business stuff. Let's talk about what you're doing.
Yeah, I'd like to get into the schooling how you're accomplishing that with the children in the schools.
Yeah, we're getting a little off track here.
Okay.
Yeah. If you want to call in, that's okay. If you want to call in and have a question or comment, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
Grab your little ghouls and goblins and join us for a Halloween-themed night of family fun at Spooktoberfest at Turtle Bay's McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens on October 23rd. Kids of all ages will enjoy a special Myths and Legends animal show, a no-host beer garden for adults, and a root beer garden for kids. Wear a costume for a chance to win a special prize. Plus, bring a blanket or chairs to watch Bugs Bunny's Halloween special on the outdoor screen. Tickets are just $5 per person or $25 for a family pack. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Couldn't find your way home?
They couldn't find my way home.
I think it was more than once. I'm just saying.
Why is it my sister's always got to throw stuff up? What is that? What is up with that?
Hey, you open the door.
I open the door.
I open the door.
Yeah, I remember used to lock the door, too. Anyway, we're here with Coach Ron, and we're talking about all kinds of stuff. And, you know, let's kind of trail back into the
schools and teaching the kids.
And maybe even a Common Core question or
two.
Yeah,
exactly. How do you feel about that?
Well, let's talk about education. So let me give you a disclaimer. I was a teacher, taught high school, taught at a college. My son is currently a teacher at Grants Pass, Oregon. My mother was a teacher, I grew up in a teaching family. And how I feel about education is this, that I do not question education at all, because to me, knowledge used wisely is really the key to riches. So, but when only a smattering of over 50% of kids who attend college graduate, it tells me several things. First of all, what it tells me is that, and I've gotten in trouble saying this with my own family, especially my son, but I think 50% of all kids shouldn't even go to college, because they're just not students. I mean, there's a difference between being a student and being smart. There's a difference between being street smart and culturally smart. Look, you don't need to go to college to become a very – now I'm talking about capitalism and money, so I want to separate out so I don't confuse the audience. When I'm talking about money – and making a lot of money or making a life for yourself or having a winning life, it doesn't require college. What it requires is a great work ethic. What it requires is that you really become good at something. Find something that you truly become an expert at. And then find a way for people to find you. Because if you really get good at something, people will pay you a lot of money, no matter what it is. So if you're a capitalist like I am, and you want to drive a nicer car, live in a safer neighborhood, and be independent of the government, then this is a pretty good society to grow up in and work in. So that, as a young man, I knew that I was going to be in sales. I knew at 14 years old, and I struggled in high school. I was barely a C student. I was a very good athlete, and my coaches told me, look, Ron, if you don't get a C, you're not going to play on the team, period. So the only reason I got C's is because I wanted to play football and baseball. So education is critically important, but what are you going to be educated in? So that's my question. What are you going to choose to educate? Are you going to go to college and sit there when you know darn well you're not a nose-in-the-book type person? Look, even today, guys, I'm lousy at passing tests. You put a test in front of me, and for some reason, I choke. I just freeze up. Even though I know the information, there's something about taking a test that drives me crazy. So find something, no matter what it is, and study it. With today's internet, you can be self-taught. I'm no scholar. Trust me on this. I have an average IQ, but I've taught myself how to do discovery. I've taught myself how to do research. There's no excuse for anybody listening to our show this morning not to do their homework and become as good as they can. So that's my opening comment.
Yeah, and isn't it true that your business, to become a salesman, if you are a good salesman, no matter what your product is, no matter what you have to offer, then you will prosper in your business.
Well, you have to, sales is the key to any business.
Yeah.
We're all selling all the time. And,
right.
And it's a very, in my opinion, one of the best trades to be in for a lot of different reasons. And you could be a good salesman and sell things that people need, want, and gotta have, or you could be a bad salesman where you're just selling people stuff, you know. And there's a huge difference. But I think sales are the key to being successful in anything you do.
Absolutely, and I do a lot of mentoring. I mentor companies and I mentor people, and I tell anybody that'll listen to me, probably the most important quality you could have is likability. So people ask me all the time, what's the number one thing, coach, I need to work on? You need to work on being likable, because you do business with people that you like. That is, if I was going to write a book on how to make money in business, that would be chapter one. You do business with people you like. And if you're likable, then you can build relationships. You can start to attract people. And as you just said, Mark, we're all of us selling. No matter what business you're in, I don't care what business you're in, people are going to do business because they like you. So that now selling, when you and I were growing up, is different than selling today. But the truisms of creating that relationship, being likable, creating that trust between you and another human being, that's the essence. I mean, that is really, at the end of the day, that's the bottom line. You haven't grown your business without people, especially the business you're in. People have to trust you, Mark. Linda, what do you do? I don't know what you do.
Well, taxes is one of the things that I do with my brother. I have a couple other businesses that I do on the side, but the main thing is taxes.
Well,
and that's a trust issue.
Yeah,
yes, it is. It's very much a trust issue.
I was just going to say, on the sales part of it, it's funny stuff, because you get to some people that are afraid of sales, and I don't want to be a salesman, and you say, well, anybody can be a good salesman. No, I can't be a good salesman. I says, oh, yes, you can be a good salesman. You can be a great salesman. No, I'm afraid I can't sell anything. I really can't. Oh, you sold me. I guess you're bad.
Well, it goes back, you know, I'll get in the weeds as much as you guys want me to. I wrote a book called The Thinking Room. So if you go to Amazon, you can buy my book. It's called The Thinking Room. My life changed dramatically about 24 years ago when I taught myself how to think differently. I'm self-taught. I realized that I lacked the kind of education that I needed to create trust with people, to build relationships. Look, you can be likable. And then people at some point don't want to do business with you because you can't build that bridge to building that relationship. And at the end of the day, it's that likability factor and then having those long-term relationships. So in the sales business, if you have to start over every single month And if you can't build relationships in sales, you're going to be a starving salespeople because nobody's going to refer you. You know, when you look at very successful salespeople, I'm sure you guys get referred business. People must refer their clients to you.
Oh, absolutely. So,
that's the mainstay.
And that's we don't even advertise. It's all referrals for my business.
Right.
Completely.
So you guys are doing a lot of things right. And what you're doing right is people trust you. You're able to connect on a relationship level. And they're able to tell their family and friends, go see Mark and Linda. So same thing in any form of sales. So you have to build that inner strength, that self-confidence. If you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to believe in others. So education starts with educating yourself, and self-belief is all part of this process of education.
I couldn't agree with you more, Coach. You know, the thing is that, you know, if you can get your likability, like you say, and you get your bedside manner is what we used to call it, so to speak. But then also the delivery, the follow through, and actually being good at what you do, so that people have confidence in trusting you because you actually perform and deliver.
What you say.
Absolutely, following through. I totally agree with you, Coach. I mean, it's huge in the world of business to follow those steps.
But they don't teach this in school. This is my angst. This is teachers, and I talk to my son about this all the time. Teachers are still teaching the way that you and I were taught in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Who's teaching the teachers? What is the curriculum? Is the curriculum meant to have a kid pass a test? You went back to Common Core. So Common Core is all about standards. The federal government wants everybody to look alike, everybody to... I don't want to get off on politics again. We already did that. But, you know,
they want everybody to look alike, just like the Chinese.
they want standardization. And that's not this country. Look, when you go back to the history of this country, we are a bunch of unique people. We are a bunch of people with different religious backgrounds, different ideas. We are a hearty group of people. I don't want to be standardized at all. So I understand why Common Core came about, but I'm not in support of it. Education to me is local. How would the federal government know how to educate young kids in Reading or Alabama or Alaska or San Diego, California, or pick a city? I don't care. Education is local. It's cultural, and education is based on a criteria that the federal government doesn't even have a clue about. So Common Core, no, not for me.
Well, instead of promoting rugged individualism, you know, like we used to promote, and promoting what they promote is that you know, you, instead of learning from your mistakes, they promote to not make any mistakes, and so they get a group think mentality is where we've gotten to from where we used to be, as opposed
Let's
solving problems. Yeah.
Amen, brother. Amen. Let me ask you a question. In classrooms in Reading, in your public schools in Reading, do they start the day with saluting the flag? I pledge allegiance to the flag. Do they start that day that way?
Some of them do. My grandkids, they do. They start with saluting the flag. He's in a charter school, which I'm not particularly, you know, overjoyed about, you know, just charter schools in general, because they do follow the curriculum, a lot of them, that's passed down from the federal model. But, you know, they still have the right to independently think and teach the kids well, you know. But you're right. I mean, what are they teaching them, you know, that the, you know, not if they, if you're not pledging allegiance to the flag, then you have no respect or reverence for the founders and the government at all.
I mean, you are nailing it. We were taught to love this country. We started the day with saluting the flag. We went in depth into history classes. We had many types of history classes, and we focused in on the culture of this country, what the founding fathers had in mind. So that isn't happening today.
No.
Teachers aren't espousing the greatness of this country. So it's scary. On a Sunday morning, I don't want to get into this, but this, it scares the crap out of me.
Now, they're too busy giving questionnaires out to the kids and assessing them off the questionnaires here in the North
Well,
part.
And, you know, you look at the
but
data.
But you
got
to go back to the parents, yeah. too, you guys. I mean, you know, the three of us are on the same page, but this technology, believe me, I love technology, but, you know, we are not focused on the right things, and the parents aren't focused on the right things. Parents want to be friends.
Correct.
I don't know how you guys grew up, but I grew up with foster kids, so I didn't really have parents, but whatever foster parents I had, they were disciplinarians. There were rules and guidelines. They didn't care whether I liked them or not. I had to do my chores. There was accountability. Parents today, for the most part, I'm generalizing, but for the most part, parents want to be friends. They're not setting the proper guidelines. They're not giving their kids a path to being successful because these kids are living on instant gratification. These iPhones and iPads, instant gratification. We're sending the wrong message, and it starts with the parents.
I agree with that. And with that, we're going to have to go to a break. So stay tuned with us if you can, Coach. If you want to call in with a question or a comment, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North Shore.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
KCNR 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Community Radio for the North State. You're listening to KCNR 1460. And you can call in if you wish to at 530-605-4567. A little slow out there today. But I think everybody's kind of waiting on the Nuge here. Pretty exciting interview. But
we just have a lot going on this morning, that's all.
A lot going on. Anyway, let's get back to our guest here, Coach Ron. Turin for some reason. I'm not sure why.
All right.
But Coach Ron Tunick, and he's from down in the Southern California area, and you know, has your own radio program, and I'll tell you, we've been going over a lot of great information about what the part of the problem is in America with the business situation and what people are learning in the schools, and you know, kind of being dumbed down, if you will, as far as the what we used
to
stand
really
for.
Are.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's the miseducation.
I just want to say one thing. What changed my life in my late 20s was I started to read. And if you want to change your life, start reading books, because in books are all the experts, are all the ideas. You will get stimulated. I've read books about presidents, about generals, about strategy, about business, about life. Start reading, because when you read, it triggers something in your mind. Your brain wakes up. Your brain goes, holy crap, the coach wants to learn something. I better pay attention. Get off the television. Get off your iPhone. Start reading books. That's my tip, and I swear to God, you guys, it works.
Well, I got one little thing to add to it, okay? I totally agree with what you say with one caveat. I think what you have to do when you're reading is find the best mentors available out there on whatever you're reading, because, you know, there's disinformation out there as well as there is information, and you got to be careful, because there's a lot of people that write a bunch of crap out there that's not even worth poking into your brain. You know, I can think of, Robert Reich New York Times economist up there. I mean, the guy's got a Nobel Prize or something for educating people in pablum, you know. So you got to choose the right mentors out there and find the best ones who are going to give you good information.
Amen. And you're right. I mean, he's in that elitist left club, so you have to be objective. But you're right. That's a great disclaimer. But you can do your research on the background of the author. You can do your research on the resume of the author. Well said, Mark. 100% with you, pal.
Very good. Anyway.
Well, I wanted to ask, are you going into the schools down there, Coach, and teaching and mentoring the kids?
No, I mentor businesses that get stuck. I mentor people who have achieved something in life. I'm an older guy, so... I want to deal with people who have already achieved some form of success, but they've gotten stuck in their lives. They want to move to the next rung on the ladder, and they don't know how to do it. A lot of older guys still do business the same way they did for the last 20 some odd years. And you know what? These guys have to get in. Today, 2015, going on 2016, it's a different world, and you have to adjust. You have to adjust. Your employees are different. Business is different from the point of view of government, from your employees to HR. There's so many things going on. So I'd like to work with students, but Linda, I'm a capitalist. I'm still trying to squeeze every little nickel I can.
I was just curious, because I know that the schools, you know, kind of shun that type of stuff, teaching kids how to read a P&L and things like that they can really apply.
They can't even balance their checkbook. I mean,
exactly.
It's so embarrassing. Hopefully I'll come back another time, but believe me, when you start asking 18-year-olds questions about our government, about if you lined up 100 people, pick a community in California, I don't care, 99 of them couldn't tell you who our two United States senators are, and they couldn't tell you who their House of Representatives person was. It's horrible, and
yes,
this
is
all part of education. It's
isn't
scary.
Our two senators Dr. Fibes and Frankenstein?
Frankenstein.
Yeah, yeah. I know it's terrible out there. I mean, And, you know, I was just talking to Red the other day about a balance sheet. I mean, you know, what the difference between a person who makes and keeps their money and a person who doesn't is how to read a balance sheet. Most people stack up a bunch of liabilities that reduce their income through expenses, as opposed to stacking up assets that increase their income and reduce their expenses. And it's a very simple equation, but if you asked, you know, 99.9% of the kids coming out of high school or even college if they know how to read a balance sheet, I bet you the answer is no.
Well, the definition of assets and liabilities have changed for them.
What's a balance sheet?
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
you know,
think about it. When we were growing up, all we wanted to do was buy our first house. Think about it, guys.
Yep.
Today, ask an 18, 19, 20-year-old what their whole dream in life is to have a new computer or a new iPad. I mean, that's the farthest they can go in their dreaming. And I know I'm generalizing, and I apologize, but kids are lost. I mean, down here in Southern California, going to a Chili's restaurant, guess who's waiting on you? Somebody who has a master's degree. So it's very complicated out there as to how these kids get employed. That's why I'm focused on education, because kids are not being taught how to interview. They don't even know how to interview. They can't even give you a proper interview in a job interview. Their eye contact is poor. They don't know how to dress for success. They can't answer this question that I ask all the time. How are you going to help me be more productive, and how are you going to help me make a profit? Ask that question of a college graduate and see what happens. And so this is why I'm on the air all over the United States every day talking about how our educational system is broken.
We're supposed to make a profit?
doesn't it make you evil and bad?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't want to be lumped in with those evil Koch brothers. Yeah, who employ how many people it's crazy, you know, the left is targeted. It's not really crazy when you understand what they're doing. You know, what they're doing is they want everybody dependent on the government as opposed to self-reliant. I mean, it's that simple, because then you're easily controlled when you're dependent on the government. I mean, that's basically what government does has been doing it for thousands of years, is to get the people to where they have to obey government as opposed to being free people who
think for themselves.
Think for themselves, and so that's really what we're talking about. We're winding down. We got about 2 minutes left, Ron. Have you got anything else you need to get out there? Because they'll cut us off at the top of the hour. So we just got a couple of minutes.
I want to thank you both for the show that you're doing. You never know, and you will never find out if you're making a difference. But you are making a difference, and keep it up. Everything is learned. So people actually can learn to love this country. People can actually love to understand what the founding fathers had in mind. And people can actually learn to understand how this country was built by rugged individualists and people that wanted to be independent of the government. So that's my last thought. Save your money and become independent of the United States federal government. Otherwise, you're going to be living on Social Security, which you can't live on. I don't see how people live on it.
That's borrowed.
So that's what I talk about all the time. Be independent of the government.
Well, you know, the way things are going, too, and the way they just are, you know, conjuring up money as opposed to sticking onto actual hard currency backed by gold or silver, you know, pretty soon, even if you get your Social Security, you get to buy two loaves of bread and a tank of gas. I mean, that's what's going to happen here pretty soon, is we're in a deflationary cycle, but inflation is looming its ugly head down the way. So, you know, you're totally right, Ron, and you know, it's about education across the board. And hey, you've been a great guest.
Yeah,
and we'll
thanks
have
for
to get
coming
you
on
back.
And we'll have you back in the future.
God bless you guys. And thank you, have a great day.
You
thank
too
you.
And for the listeners out there, stay tuned, because our interview with Uncle Ted is in the next hour.
And you can also go to CoachRonTunick.com if you want more information on Coach Ron.
And there you go. And this has been KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Hour 2 of Sovereign Minds is next on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington.
Secretary of State John Kerry says he'll be meeting this week with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. It's a bid to ease tensions that have erupted into deadly violence in Israel. At issue is the Temple Mount. Palestinians say the Israelis are restricting access. Netanyahu says no.
Only Israel, Israel alone, is the guarantor of the holy site on the Temple Mount. The reason the status quo has been violated is not because we changed it. We didn't change anything. The orders of prayer, the visiting rights have not changed for the last 15 years.
He's also rejecting a United Nations plan to place observers on the Mount. The Pentagon says a coalition airstrike in Syria has killed a key al-Qaeda commander. Officials say the Saudi national known as Sanafi al-Nasser was, quote, a longtime jihadist experienced in funneling money and fighters for the terrorist network. Defense Secretary Ash Carter calls his death a significant blow to the al-Qaeda cell known as the Khorasan Group. Iran has agreed to allow tougher inspections as part of the nuclear agreement it recently hammered out.
It's part of a deal between Iran and the six world powers on Iran's nuclear program. But Iran has announced that it will put into force, at least provisionally, an agreement that allows the UN nuclear agency to have more powers in making sure that Iran isn't cheating on the nuclear deal.
George Yahn reporting. German Chancellor Angela Merkel today offered incentives to Turkey on behalf of the European Union in exchange for help stemming the flow of refugees and other migrants into Europe. Officials say the EU incentive package includes $3 billion in aid to help Turkey host the more than 2 million refugees who are currently in that country, as well as easier access to EU visas. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area, risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-801-4500. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now. 800-801-4500. 800-801-4500. That's 800-801-4500.
Vice President Joe Biden says protecting religious liberty is a moral imperative that defends society against violent extremists. Biden received the Athenagoras Human Rights Award yesterday at a ceremony in New York. It's the highest award bestowed by the Greek Orthodox Church. The vice president says terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIS pervert Islam to justify horrific acts. He says America will be strong as long as it's a beacon for human rights and religious freedom in particular. The Honolulu Star Advertiser says a 44-year-old man was injured yesterday after what appears to have been a shark attack in the waters off Oahu. The newspaper reports the victim and another man whose age is unknown were swimming to shore off Oahu when they were attacked about noon Hawaii time. The victim was attacked at about 100 yards from shore, about 8 feet of water. Injury to the lower leg. It is not expected to be serious. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The Food and Drug Administration estimates 2 million adverse drug reactions occur each year. General physician Dr. Charles Schneiderman says, with prescription drug use so high, it's likely that most Americans will experience one of those reactions at least once in their lifetime.
Most of these are not serious and are known side effects of the medication, but some can be life-threatening. It's the job of the FDA to monitor ADRs. Medications have to be thoroughly tested for safety before they're approved for sale in the U.S. Some have been withdrawn if safety concerns arise after they've been more widely used.
Schneiderman tells SRN News that both professionals and consumers can use computer programs to predict adverse drug reactions. Today is Sunday, October 18th. It's the 291st day of 2015. There are just 74 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1767, the Mason-Dixon line, the boundary between Pennsylvania and Maryland, was set. More details on these stories at townhall.com.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right. For a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up. Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Well, we're back.
Enjoyed my freaking childhood.
We're talking about all different kinds of things like Captain America.
Yeah, we're talking about Captain America here a little bit during the break. And Captain America is not – Steve Rogers is dead now because Marvel Comics evidently has been bought out by Disney. I'm going to boycott Disney over this crap. But evidently he's black, and he's going to kiss Thor, so he's a black gay communist now. Is that what we've got for Captain America?
It looks like it's something along that lines. I mean
– I think he might be emulating the president. Just saying.
I don't even
isn't
know
anything
saying.
Sacred? I mean, it's
I know.
Like, really,
okay, so,
it's a comic book.
I mean, we're not making this up. We've got, they're turning Captain America into a black gay communist. Okay? Go look it up. Okay? Now, I don't have anything against black guys, gay guys, or communists in general. Okay? Unless they're trying to take over my country, get rid of all my rights, force their agendas down my throat,
or my kids, or
take my guns away, or tell me I'm a racist because 150 years ago something happened that they weren't even a part of. Okay, but isn't anything sacred? We no longer have Steve Rogers. We now have Sam Wilson.
It's just unbelievable the depth that they have gone to.
The superhero, also known as Sam Wilson, heads to the border to take on the evil militia group known as the Sons of the Serpent. Are you freaking kidding me? I mean, this is like propaganda crap right out of Goebbels, Germany. I think that's who Obama patterned himself after, you know, was the Hitler takeover. He just hasn't got to the bad part yet.
The Night of the Long Knives?
Yeah. I mean, really? Are you kidding me? This Disney? Hey, I don't know if I'll.
Yeah, say goodbye to one of the most successful franchises in history.
Yeah, I mean, would you buy anything from Disney now?
No. And I don't think I'll be watching
or
any
Marvel.
Of the movies.
I mean, I'm going to watch Peter Pan because that was Walt Disney, but I'm not watching the new. I mean, I don't know about the new Pan or who's that under, but
be careful.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you know, who knows what Peter Pan's going to turn into.
Well, that just irritates me. I've been a comic book nerd since I was a little kid.
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, I am distressed at the moment.
He's having a very hard time breathing.
He's having a moment right now.
He's almost having a fit.
All right, so with that, let's turn to some real news here.
Turn green.
Let's talk about the protesters in Oregon in
Roseburg.
I guess they just blacked this out on the media. I mean, we have a video clip here. It's about a minute long. And maybe, Bob, can you key that up? Are you getting it? No, not that one. Yeah, no, okay.
Well, they showed it real briefly on a couple of the channels. I mean, maybe like 30 seconds.
So I got a 110 video clip. We got a blackout in Roseburg of the president basically telling, you know, being told to go home by the residents.
Well, before he ever arrived, the people of Roseburg and Douglas County, Oregon, made it very clear he was not wanted there.
Yeah.
The family said he wasn't wanted
there. No, I think none of the families met with him. And so his big PR moment turned into trash. Go ahead and play it, Bob. And this is our little Oregon turnout here about go play golf, Mr. Obama.
Dan Gretchen, we're expecting President Obama to be here in Roseburg within about an hour and meet privately for about 90 minutes with many of the relatives of the victims of last week's shooting. Then he's going to be on to Seattle for a fundraiser. But as you can see, the welcome mat is definitely not rolled out for him here in Roseburg. Hundreds of people are here protesting the president's visit. More than 8,000 people went to a Facebook page titled Defend Roseburg, Deny Barack Obama, and said that they would show up at today's event. Many in this rural county expressed outrage last week at President Obama talking about gun control within hours of last week's shooting. In fact, it was before we even knew 9 people had been killed.
I think it's a cheap shot. I think it's a slap in the face for these people down here and their suffering.
Well, I'd like to see him just go home.
Local elected leaders are being more diplomatic. The Douglas County Commissioners released a statement yesterday saying, quote, regardless of our differences with the president on policy issues, we await the president's arrival and look forward to a show of support for a community who is grieving and whose heartache is immeasurable. The city of Roseburg put out an almost identical.
There you have it. I mean, really? Yeah, talk about blacking out the truth in the media. We don't get truth in the media.
Yeah,
well,
like
the truth of the media is the commissioners up in Roseburg in a joint statement with the sheriff flat said he wasn't welcome.
Right. Yeah, and so who... You know,
so what happened when he showed up? Well, I mean, we're not seeing anything about that, exactly what took place when he did show up.
Exactly, because everybody told him to pound sand.
Exactly.
And the people that I've talked to up in Roseburg, he didn't talk to the victims of any of the families. There is one brief clip of, you know, supposedly these two people that he talked to, and they support his gun control policy and everything, and these people were on the news, but... Apparently, everybody in the city of Roseburg that pretty much knows each other are sitting around going, "Who are these people? Nobody knows
they
who they are.
From, yeah.
Where'd they come from?"
Well, with that, I guess we're gonna go to. Are we going to a break first, Bob? Well, we're gonna go to a break, and then we're gonna come back, and we're going to listen to our interview that we did on Thursday with Ted Nugent. Great interview. You gotta love this guy. You know, he's
gotta love Uncle Ted.
Yes, you love him. So anyway, we're gonna come back, and we'll cue that up and play Mr. Nugent's interview, and so we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to 3 or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show!
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Cicada Cantina and Logan's Roadhouse presents Giveaway. Join us every Sunday at Cicada Cantina and Monday night at Logan's Roadhouse during the entire football season for a chance to win a three-day, two-night stay to Las Vegas or South Lake Tahoe. Every week, someone wins a trip. Come into the restaurants to find out the awesome food and drink specials only available during the game. We welcome large parties. Call and pre-book a reservation. No purchase necessary. Must be present to win. Phone Cicada Cantina at 638-4979 or Logan's Roadhouse at 221-0113.
Construction has begun. The Turtle Bay Exploration Park campus is going through major and exciting upgrades right now with the construction of the Sheraton Redding at the Sundial Bridge. What does that mean for our guests? A whole lot of changes for parking, traffic flow, and events for the coming months as we prepare to open Redding's first four-star hotel. Find the most up-to-date information about construction and the hotel project at turtlebay.org/hotel. Plus follow Turtle Bay on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for photos and videos during the construction process. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I still believe.
I still believe in the American dream. I still believe you can hear me scream. You're still alive, still on fire. I defy the angel.
Yeah, Mr. Ted. So with that, I think we'll go right into the interview. The first question I thought was beautiful. So anyway, with that, here we go. So I guess we'll just go ahead and get started. I mean, I have my first question here. This may sound a little flippant, but what party are you a member of? Are you Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Independent? Nobody really knows. I'm not sure if you want to state that, but I thought that would be a great question to ask you.
Sure. And I'll tell you what, if I may, on behalf of the Nugent family and all real Americans, I'd like to say how proud I am to be on a radio station in Redding, California, the real California. So God bless the real California, not to be confused with what we refer to as the suburb of Indonesia, the rest of California.
The People's Republic.
That being said, I started my own damn party. It's called the Middle Finger Party of Defiance because the Republicans and the Democrats are all a bunch of weirdos. They wouldn't know a self-evident truth that landed on their head and spun around till flames came out of their eyeballs. I'm really let down. I really believe that this engineered destructo derby that is the fundamental transformation of a bunch of liars and corrupt, lying, fraudulent scammers that run our government right now is absolutely heartbreaking because I spend a lot of time with the heroes, the very superior humanity of the U.S. Marines, the U.S. Army, the U.S. Navy, the U.S. Coast Guard, the U.S. Air Force, the Air National Guard, and the National Guard in every state in this nation, and that these warriors and their families are sacrificing to the degree that they do while our elected employees, starting at the top with President Obama, right down through his gun-running Attorney General Eric Holder and his lying scam artist Secretary of State, Miss Hillary, you get no security, Clinton. I am just angered beyond description, but mostly heartbroken that this government has turned so viciously, so criminally on not just we the people, but their own solemn oath to stand up, defend, and respect the U.S. Constitution, that I don't think the Republicans or the Democrats represent an experiment in self-government any longer. And we the people damn well better rise up, because it's out of control and it's anti-American.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's exactly how I feel, you know, more than you can know. And you know, what do you think is the agenda here? I mean, do you think this is an accident? These guys are just self, you know, they're just all about, you know, self-promotion. I mean, you know, why do you think this agenda is in place? I mean, is it just an accident and, you know, like an explosion in the print room creating a dictionary? Or is it, what is it? I mean, what do you think their motivation is?
Well, if you can bear with me, because I not only wrote Wango Tango, but I meant it. So we have to get past the fact that I didn't invent silly, but I have perfected it. But when it comes time to being the most important person in the world, which is, means I'm my children's father, and I'm my wife Shemaine's husband, and I am a We the People experimenter in self-government who does and always has kept pressure on my elected employees, I can tell you exactly what happened, and I'll try to briefly encapsulate the lineage, and it goes something like this. The founding fathers knew that the king didn't own the deer. Our founding fathers knew that they were more than happy to leave the oppression of tyranny and punks like kings and dictators and go to a brave new world where we the people owned the deer, where we the people had the right to keep and bear arms, where we the individual people could choose our own religion, not the punk king. And so independence was declared, and individual work ethic, not social justice and not income equality, effort equality would base your compensation, and if you saved for a rainy day and lived within your means, the American dream was unstoppable. Now, jettison many, many years past the manifestation destiny and other clusters in our history, and go right to World War II, where clearly the United States of America was the good as we crushed the Japanese and the Nazi evil. Everybody knew that, so Americans were so proud, so united, and the rest of humankind looked at America as independent, free people who were willing to die for security, safety, peace, and justice against evil oppressors. The whole world was united behind. Now, this is pretty good. By the way, I didn't write history books, but it sounds like I should. But I'm so feeling my oats right now, because I spent this morning talking to a U.S. Marine Corps hero who has sacrificed his legs for us, and how I'm getting him a track chair so he can become more mobile, because we the people owe him for his legs. So my energy level may be a little over the top for a 67-year-old clean and sober guitar player for 67 years. But then we go past the World War II, where the whole world was united in the universal understanding and acknowledgement that America was the good. America was more powerful because individual people were driven for individual accomplishment and excellence to be the best that they can be, so they would be compensated accordingly. And we built the might, we built the strength, and then we stood up against the abject evil of the Japanese and the Nazis. And then we took it for granted, because it was so universal that America was the best of the best, that all of a sudden the scammers came in with their New Deal, which was a raw deal, which wasn't a helping hand for people. It was a scam to take from the productive earners in America to give to those who refused to earn, who thought you were a chump, a loser, for earning your own way. And from the New Deal and the not-so-great society, the pimps, the whores, and the welfare brats now had a representative government where they would take from the earners and just wantonly, randomly redistribute it to those who didn't earn it. Therefore, Cabrini Green, there was no pride of ownership, because they didn't put forth squat of an effort to get something that they were proud of. So there was no pride. Now go to the next horror chapter, when we were so spoiled, we had our six-pack and our NFL tickets, so it really didn't matter if they were living outside of their means. They didn't really matter if they were scamming and putting pork in every legislation that crossed their path. It didn't matter whether our elected employees could take our tax dollars and hire armed security details while their elected employees who had tax-paid armed security details disarmed Americans in California and Illinois and New York and New Jersey and Connecticut and Delaware and Massachusetts and Maryland. And so now we've got the fundamental transformation, which by all honest examination is the destructo derby of the greatest quality of life based on effort, excellence, and work ethic. And now it has been scammed down where the Secretary of State not only doesn't naturally provide security for Americans in dangerous places, the Secretary of State, Hillary scam artist Clinton, not only didn't provide security, she denied it when it was begged for in emergency life-threatening situations. You've got to be kidding me.
Wow. Wow. Well, you know, people say that, you know, it's charitable to redistribute the wealth, but charity that's coerced is no longer charity. It's extortion.
Not only is it not charitable, but you're actually bribing people to be idiots.
Right.
Hey, go ahead and sleep in, get fat and stupid, and we'll give you a bonus. Who doesn't know this? I would love to take live phone calls, because if someone tries to debate me on this stuff, I would eat their family tree and spit sawdust. You can't argue with this. We have a welfare nation where over 100 million people are acting French. They've either given up looking for work or they have a list of jobs they're not willing to do. I can't imagine anybody in the Nugent family or my band or my crew or our Spirit of the Wild production or our Sunrise, I can't imagine anybody I've ever known that would give up looking for work or dare to intentionally weaken America by having a list of jobs they're not willing to do, yet those two terms have become an accepted colloquialism in the new fundamentally transformed hellhole that Obama has engineered because he hates freedom, he hates America, he hates the Constitution, he hates self-defense, and he hates excellence. The guy is a curse.
Wow. You know, the media is always trying to push the Second Amendment is about hunting. What do you say?
Yeah, and Richard Pryor's afro catching on fire was an accoutrement. and I'm a gay pirate, yeah. You know, I'm glad I'm getting some laughter, because that concept has to be funny, or you'd have to find the person who actually think our founding fathers were worried about weekend recreational pursuits to get some barbecue as a fundamental God-given individual right, even though it is the Second Amendment. Here, my name is Ted Nugent, everybody. I'm 67 years clean and sober, so everything's still working pretty good. I may be the only example of that alive, especially alive. And let me explain the Second Amendment to you real simple. And I don't need it written down, by the way. I don't even need the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights. I don't even really need the document of the U.S. Constitution, because to me, to a thinking, caring, reasonably intelligent individual, those are self-evident truths. I didn't need to be told that I had the right to defend myself. So allow the Motor City Madman to explain the Second Amendment to my fellow Americans. And by the way, most people in Reading already know this, but in case some idiot in San Francisco is listening, he might want to learn a little something. Here it goes. Keep means it's mine, you can't have it. Bear means I've got a couple on me right now, and they're loaded. Case closed.
Pretty simple.
Well, and it's about defense of tyranny is what it's really about. I mean, the founding fathers, they and the colonists, they weren't, you know, worried about hunting and, like you say, putting barbecue on the table. They were worried about their own government taking their rights and turning them into slaves. I mean, that's what the amendment's about. It's about staying free.
Sure. And, you know, I wish that, you know, if I was in charge, and by the way, I am in charge of the Nugent family, which is why the Nugent family is so damn cool. We're very productive. We're very conscientious. We're very giving. We give to every imaginable children's charity and every military known to man. And we work really, really hard, and we live within our means, and we save for a rainy day. Boy, are we radical. But here it is in a nutshell. What has happened to our individual rights in this country, what has happened to the Second Amendment, is a manifestation of a dumbing down jihad by government, media, and academia, who will never report the millions of times that someone with a personal firearm on their person was able to stop a life-threatening crime. But they will report over and over again when violence happens and the perpetrator uses a firearm. It's always about the firearm. And when they and when the Barack Obama sheep parrot his lie that we need common sense gun safety legislation. I own a few hundred guns, and on occasion we just lay them out on tables and just genuflect. But all my guns are safe. And it's common and sensible to know that these tools are manufactured with such excellence and such pride that every gun in America today that has been manufactured in the last 75 to 100 years, it already is safe. It's the perpetrators that are unsafe, whether it's Virginia Tech, Sandy Hook, Oregon, Aurora, Colorado, Columbine. In every one of these mass murder outrages, the perpetrators were known by family, coworkers, neighbors, people at church and school to be dangerous, psychotic people. Yet nothing was done because in the world of political correctness, we were more interested in not hurting feelings than saving innocent lives. And if you dare to close your eyes and think of what transpired in Connecticut at Sandy Hook School, if you dare concentrate where these little innocent babies were in their school seats, and this known madman, known by his mother, his father, his extended family, his neighbors, his friends at school, he was 100% universally known to be a dangerous, crazy individual, and there was no recourse. And then squint and furrow your brow and think of these little boys and girls that this devil opened firearm and he slaughtered them with the toxic soul of a demon. And here's why he was able to continue firing randomly, methodically, and slowly, and reloading, because magazine capacity had nothing to do with it. Ballistics had nothing to do with it. Firepower and caliber had nothing to do with it. Firearm action had nothing to do with it, because he had no one to resist him. As in every one of these mass slaughters, it was a gun-free zone where the good guys were forced into disarmed helplessness, both mentally and tactically, and he was able to slaughter these innocent babies because of political correctness and our elected employees failing we the people to a criminal life-slaughtering level. If that doesn't make you cry tears of blood and make you see through the lies of President Obama, the lies of Hillary Clinton, the insanity that anyone who has to admit that every one of these mass slaughters occurred in a gun-free zone, and then these insane monsters in our government and the media and academia actually want more gun-free zones. Well, that, you've got to be kidding me.
That's absolutely true, Ted, and this is Red here. And speaking of these things, it's been greatly on my mind here lately. I lost a friend of mine up in Roseburg a couple weeks ago. And
I'm so sorry. Our prayers are with all those whose hearts are shattered, because the Nugent family prays because our hearts are shattered too, because it didn't need to happen. There was a U.S. military warrior there who charged, and because of our government, our media, and our academia, he, a hero of the military, was forced into unarmed helplessness, and he got shot 7 times and was not able to stop the guy because somebody didn't trust a U.S. Army warrior with a firearm. You gotta be kidding me.
That's absolutely true. And
everything I say is absolutely true. You know, I'm just a guitar player, but I've never been in a gun-free zone, because when I show up, it's no longer a gun-free zone. I have the right to keep and bear arms. My gift of life from God is worth protecting, and I have a moral, spiritual, and intellectual obligation to defend my life from the engineered, paroled monsters, murderers, rapists, and child molesters that our so-called court system and justice system forces into our lives every day. That nutcase up in Oregon was known to be dangerous. Everybody knew it, and nobody said a word. It's time to speak up, and it's time to raise hell, and it's time to get our elected employees to represent we the good people instead of worrying about hurting someone's feeling because they're somewhat deranged. If you're deranged, we would like you to fly over the cuckoo's nest, not go to school with our children.
Wow.
I make so much sense I can hardly stand myself.
Well, that's the thing that's got me is just incensed, just because I know my friend, if it had not been a gun-free zone, he would have been armed and he would have been able to defend himself that day.
Well, let me put it in real simple terms for you. Rosa Parks. It was against the law to put her black ass on the seat of the bus, and Rosa Parks went, you know what? My soul tells me that my black ass deserves to sit where anybody's ass gets to sit. I'm putting it on the seat of the bus. Arrest me, you inbred, subhuman KKK punk. Rosa Parks is my hero. I don't know if I mentioned that.
Well, nullification, taking back our rights by not complying. I mean, that's what we're saying, too. I mean, that's really what it's going to come down to, is are you going to have the government tell you what your rights are, or are we going to exercise our God-given ones?
Well, and again, it goes right back to the horror that transpired, you know, following World War II, and that was the self-inflicted scourge of apathy. So many Americans are clueless. When you see the average roving reporter on the street asking, you know, what the three branches of government are, and people start talking about oak trees and stuff, and asking who their senator and congressman or their governor or their mayor is, and these people are clueless.
Sad.
I think half the nation is drunk and stoned. I've never seen such stupidity. And you know what? You know why people are stupid? Because they chose to be stupid. And those people are voting for liberal Democrats. And in every instance where liberal Democrats run things, they destroy things and innocent lives are lost because they see that gun-free zones are the murderer's playground, and then they like gun-free zones. I'm telling you, this wouldn't qualify as a Mad Magazine, Planet of the Apes, Clockwork, Dayglo, Orange, Cuckoo's Nest. This is pure insanity, and the puppeteers of the insanity are the government, the media, and academia. They hate America. They hate freedom. They don't believe that anybody should be able to defend themselves, and they have got to be counterpunched. They have got to be run out of office. They've got to be voted out of control-making positions, and we the people have to take back what is clearly common sense. And boy, one of these days I'm going to come back on with you guys, and we'll take some live phone calls, because to see somebody try to call in and form a sentence, to form syllables and to argue with me, is more fun than watching Richard Pryor's Afro ignite. So I know what I represent. I know what I represent is so true. It's so obvious unless you're on acid.
Well, while we have you on the phone, Uncle Ted, this is Linda, by the way, speaking. I know that you are kind of having a debate, if you want to call it that, with Verizon, with dropping Sportsman Channel and in the Outdoor Channel. Can you touch upon that a little bit?
Well, there's another example of, you know, the culture war. Maybe a manifestation of cultural deprivation. I mean, to think that, you know, hunting, fishing, and trapping would be banned tonight if Feinstein, Pelosi, Jerry Brown, and those idiots had their way. And, of course, everybody in California knows that Nancy Pelosi and Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein orchestrated the slaughter of magnificent elk and mule deer on the island off the coast there because they were not indigenous, even though, like the ring-neck pheasant across the heartland has become a super asset, a super wildlife success story. But because they hate hunting, they hate guns, they hate conservation, and they hate we the people owning the deer instead of the king owning the deer, they went in with our tax dollars and helicopters and slaughtered our wildlife and just let them lay there to rot. And nobody's gone out to those islands anymore because there's no need to go hunt deer and elk like we used to and generate all that family hours of recreation and all that revenue. But my point is that what's going on all across this country, what's going on in California, is a direct result of we the people not performing our responsibilities to engage, to participate in the sacred experiment of self-government. So I'm just a hellraiser, and I study this stuff, and what we saw on Outdoor Channel and Sportsman's Channel is the incredibly high-rated successful presentation and celebration of hunting, fishing, and trapping as the undeniably proven, value-oriented, hands-on conservation success story, which is why there's more cougars, more bear, more elk, more deer, more wild turkey and wild geese in North America than ever in recorded history. In fact, there's more backstraps from cougar and black bear and elk and deer and wild turkey and geese in my freezer than in recorded history, because I am the damn whack master. The point is that Verizon, infested with hippies and anti-nature, anti-hunting, anti-conservation idiots, Verizon canceled the successful Sportsman's Channel and Outdoor Channel, of which our Spirit of the Wild show has been number one for 23 years in a row. That's no fun at all. Here's the clincher. They canceled the successful conservation programs, really good programs on Sportsman's Channel and Outdoor Channel. But Verizon kept Al Jazeera, the voice of America's enemies. I mean, Alfred E. Newman wouldn't have allowed this to be in Mad Magazine. It's so stupid. Saturday Night Live probably wouldn't even do a skit on this because it's too stupid. So I can't figure this out. When logic is abandoned, when common sense and honesty is abandoned to cancel these successful Sportsman's Channel and Outdoor Channel, but Verizon keeps Al Jazeera, I guess the same reason that Bernie Sanders thinks that the Karl Marx Mao Zedong dream might work this time.
Well, we here in the North State of California sincerely apologize for Nancy Pelosi, Jerry Brown, Boxer, and Feinstein.
Gavin Newsom.
And Gavin Newsom.
Let me tell you something. I got a lot of friends in California. I love playing rock and roll, and I love blacktail hunting in California. I got some great working hard, playing hard, real excellent asset families in Northern California, including my mother's wonderful sister, Nancy McMenamin, and her incredible family. And my son, Rocco, and wife, Shemaine, and I celebrated their birthdays here back in July up in the wine country, up in Napa Valley up there just before the terrible fires, which, again, I'll mention that our family prayers are with all the poor families who had their life savings and beautiful homes destroyed by fire.
Which is mismanagement of nature by the government.
Here's the real clincher. Illinois isn't Chicago, but the vicious dog wags that tail. Michigan is not Detroit, but that rabid dog wags that tail. California is not really L.A. and San Francisco, but those freedom-hating, vicious mutts wag the California tail. So here's my prayer to real Californians. If you're not registered to vote, thanks for nothing. If you don't communicate with your elected employees on a regular basis, I mean monthly at least, we'd like to thank you for nothing. if because you're making a good living and the outrageous, absurd, you know, criminal regulations, the anti-constitution, the anti-freedom regulations that just destroy California, I mean, the gun regulations in California are just laughable. So I can have an AR-15, but I can't have lead ammo, and I can only detach the magazine with a tool, but the bullet qualifies as a tool. Really? Really?
Well, that...
And this is making people safer. How? So those that let this stuff happen, it's not the perpetrators that are really guilty. It's the we, the people of California, who sit idly by and let it happen. Now, I know that there's some activists. The Gun Owners of California is an incredible organization, and the different sporting organizations. God bless you all who are members of the National Rifle Association, California Gun Owners of California, Gun Owners of America, and all the conservation groups. But you haven't prodded your family and friends and co-workers and friends at church and school. You haven't got them going yet. You got to make that job number one, is to inspire everybody in your life to communicate with your elected employees and remind them of their vow to the Constitution, their oath to the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, because they violate it on an hourly basis. I mean, stop and think, California. There is a vile, evil, criminal, violating wicked witch of the West that actually said on the House floor in Washington, D.C., you don't need to read this. You need to sign it to find out what's in it, and your little doggy, too. I mean, what creature is Nancy Pelosi, and why isn't that bitch in shackles yet? How dare you tell that to the elected employees of American citizens, that they don't need to read it, they need to sign it? And well, she's still walking free?
That's we hear.
Can you imagine if one of your friends came to you and I got this contract for you for the timber on your property? You don't need to read it. You need to sign it to find out what's it. You'd cold cock him.
Well, that's
am I out of my mind or is not, out of the other mind?
I think you're just fine, Ted.
Yeah, you're doing.
And we here in the North State actually have a very diligent group that is petitioning for an Article 3, Section 4 state split from California. We actually have 12 counties that have declared to separate themselves from California and form our own state here.
Boy, then you'd be squeezed between the ultra-liberal goofballs of California and the ultra-goofball liberals of Oregon, which is worse.
Well, I'll take the squeeze other than them sitting in the middle of my chest.
Boy, that would be great. God bless you for that. But I got to tell you, California is so beautiful. The people are such gung-ho, serious, ass-kicking rock and rollers. You got some of the greatest hunting and shooting organizations up there. You got the heart and soul of America and the agriculture business up there and the timber industry. Oh, man, you got the greatest people that ever lived up in California. But they're being manipulated and offended by the punks down in L.A. and San Francisco. And somebody's got to reverse this trend. It's almost over, Rover.
Well, yeah. They're committing economic and cultural warfare against us. Absolutely.
Well, God bless you guys. It sounds like you genuflect at the same altar of self-evident truth, logic, and common sense that I do, and I suspect most people in Reading do, so God bless and Godspeed. But obviously, we who know better are not raising adequate hell, because it still hasn't shown any sign of reversing this outrageous anti-American trend that ruins California. So I just hope everybody's willing to, and I know it's a pain in the ass, believe me. I mean, it's October here in Michigan. I killed two beautiful giant swamp donkeys with my bow and arrow this morning, and my dogs are just dying to get out there after some pheasant and some birds. And I'm giving up a little time to do this radio interview because I know that what I live and what I believe in is the basis of the American dream, being the best that you can be and sticking to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Golden Rule and the Ten Commandments. I mean, hello. But I've been a hellraiser all my life, and I have, on my record last year, Shut Up and Jam, I have a song called I Still Believe, which Linda can get you a copy of because you got to play it before and after the show.
We will.
And I know that I represent a bunch of people that do still believe. We still believe the whole world sucks, but America still sucks less. But we're catching up real fast unless we take this great experiment self-government away from the liberal Democrats who hate it, who hate us. If you're in the asset column of America, Nancy Pelosi thinks you're a chump.
Well, you know, we're working on it, Ted, and it's starting to turn the ship. We really are up here. You know, we've talked to the Madison Rising guys about possibly doing a concert. Would you be interested in something like that? Maybe talk to us, afterwards or another time on that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I loved my rock and roll. I took this year off to teach all my grandkids how to hunt and fish and trap and skin and gut and fillet and barbecue, you know, all the important things in life. And next year, we're putting out a brand-new record in the spring of 2016. We're going to hit the road next summer. And I've always had just some of the greatest concerts a guy could ever dream of in California, so thank everybody for that for me. And, yeah, I'd love to do that, man. Wherever there's adequate electricity and people ready to dance like animals, my music is necessary.
Yeah, because we want to get all the veterans that we can in the northern part of the state involved in this, too.
Yeah, we're
absolutely. Well, the heroes of the military are the best human beings that ever lived.
And we could get you into some pig and some blacktail here, too.
You know, I've killed some nice blacktail, but I got to tell you, I couldn't possibly finish this interview without saying that the great men and women of the California Fish and Wildlife have done a pretty good job over the years, but shame on them. Shame on them with what they have, how they've spit in the face of the majestic mountain lion. You're still killing them, but it's in the liability column. It's not generating any revenues for the state. In fact, it's gouging your taxes to compensate ranchers and farmers and people for their pets. It's a dangerous situation. And then they just kill them and bury them. You know, mountain lion backstrap is some of the best meat in the world. And the claws and the teeth and the skull and the bones and the hide, these are majestic gifts from the Great Spirit. And California fish and game biologists watch these animals get buried in the liability column instead of legalizing lion hunting in the asset column? Shame on you! What biology class did you skip?
What do you think about the new ammunition thing that Gavin Newsom's coming out with? I mean, I obviously know what you think about it, but evidently he's got a new proposed ballot initiative for 2016 that will strengthen gun laws by restricting ammunition sales and requiring gun owners to turn in assault-style magazines in large capacity, and then also to have a background check on them as well. Have you heard about that yet, Ted?
Well, you know, I don't even really need to hear about it, but I got a little message for Gavin Newsom. Hey, Gavin, eat me. Nothing he proposes will save one life. Nothing he proposes will make the streets of California safer. Nothing he proposes will have any benefit for whatsoever except to continue to violate his oath to the Constitution and infringe on California's God-given individual, constitutionally guaranteed right to keep and bear arms. Gavin Newsom is a punk. He's a criminal, and he's been infringing forever. And infringing on the Second Amendment is a federal crime, and he should be put in shackles and put in jail, along with the guy who killed that Kate Seinle.
Well, you know, the thing is that the ship is turning around, I think, and people are finally starting to, you know, to push back. But it's going to be a long, hard road. There's no question about it, because these guys have gotten a lot of control, and California isn't anywhere what it like it used to be. We need to reverse this Reynolds versus Sims court case so that we start have representatives in the North State for each county, as opposed to, you know, L.A.'s got, you know, 30 representatives to our one for the whole North State. That's part of the problem, is that they've really jerry-rigged the whole system to in favor of the big population centers, and we got to reverse that.
Oh, yeah, the liberal Democrats of California laugh at you all. They spit in your face, and they think that you don't matter. So, yeah, you have your work cut out for you. But remember, experiment in self-government is a full-time job. Being a proper, responsible, productive, we the people, monitoring our elected employees is indeed a full-time job. And the reason it has been so terribly and criminally infringed is because so many we the people across this country are not performing their duties.
Boy.
So God bless you all for being hellraisers. You know, if one word identified an American adequately, and this is one word, hellraiser. You have to be a hellraiser. You have to stand up for our individual, self-evident, truth-based, logical, God-given, constitutionally guaranteed rights, and it's a full-time job. So those of you who are performing that full-time job, God bless you.
Boy,
I salute you, because here's the pain. A hero of the military came home in a box so that you can have an experiment in self-government. How dare you not be part of that experiment?
Well, you said a mouthful there, yeah. Mr. Ted. Listen, we got one more question.
We got one more question real quick. Who is your favorite presidential candidate at this point?
Well, my favorite is Donald Trump because he's a hellraiser. He's not perfect. I really admire Carly Fiorina. She is awesome. I think Dr. Ben Carson would make a great leader. Ted Cruz happens to be my favorite of all because he's the best rounded individual and he's so constitutionally driven. But I'm pleased with Trump and with Fiorina and with Ben Carson and Ted Cruz. I really admire these guys, and I admire a lot of the rest of them, too. But this is do or die, 2016. If this scam artist, if this criminal Hillary Clinton can continue the suicide death wish of America as perfected by Barack Obama, we're going to get just what we asked for, and it's not going to be pretty.
Yeah. Boy, I'll tell you what. Well, if she's not indicted before this is over, I'm not sure she's going to make it to the election because these emails are dripping, and sooner or later.
Yeah, what difference does her email? You know, she broke federal law. Yep. What difference does that make? She's representing the people of the United States of America in foreign relations, and she criminally abused her email server and her personal server. What difference does that make?
Yeah, I guess being an agent for a foreign government, anything like that, being paid off by foreign interest, that's a problem.
I'm sure she was broke when she left the White House. Haven't you heard?
She's one of the little people.
It was a video that caused the riots in Benghazi. Aren't you guys reading the papers?
No, we're actually not.
Unfortunately,
we're actually let me writing. Tell you guys, it was an honor to be on here with you because I think we all, like I said, we all genuflect at the altar of self-evident truth, logic, and common sense. So, Linda and Red and Mark, God bless you all, and God bless everybody up there in the real California. Thank you for making our Spirit of the Wild show the number one show on Outdoor Channel. Thank you for all these outrageous, fire-breathing, gravity-defying years of rhythm and blues and rock and roll with the greatest bands in the world. God bless you all for that. So stand your ground, never give up, never back down, never give in. And if you're not raising hell, you might as well move to France.
Thanks,
all
Ted.
All right, thank you.
Ted.
Yeah, we really appreciate you, and God bless your family as well.
All right, happy hunting season. Godspeed.
All right,
thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Well, there you have it. That was the interview with Ted. I thought that was one of the best interviews I've ever heard from Ted. And, man, I'll tell you, the guy nails it. And it's hard not to laugh because he is very articulate with his words and very, just spot on with what he's saying. You know, I mean, we might not want to hear it, but, what he's telling you is the truth. So it's awesome. You know, and the last thing on the Hillary. You know, there's a veteran FBI agent bombshell coming out here that Hillary could be going to jail for like 10 years. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but, the true Benghazi story that's coming around is that she's going to be testifying next week and, in front of Ted, Trey Gowdy. And I got to say that I think that, there's going to be some real problems for her, and she might not make it. I don't know if you got that. Go ahead and cue the...
We hope so, because she needs to be prosecuted.
Yeah, I want her to start spilling the beans, because I think she'll burn the house down on the way out. She'll give up everybody.
Okay, it's a two-minute clip. We don't have 2 minutes.
No. Just go ahead and play it. Just play the first 10 seconds or whatever, okay. And then this is for Hillary.
We'll see the first three go before.
Did you start it at 26 seconds?
And you're no, hang on just a second.
Yeah, put it at 26 seconds, sir. We'll get it caught up. There we go. Yeah, I just wanted to get the one part.
Okay, here we go.
There we go.
You cursed brat! Look what you've done! I'm melting! Melting! Oh, what a world! What a world! Who would have thought a good girl like you could destroy my beautiful wickedness?
Yeah, I'm thinking that's Hillary's campaign.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah.
They're melting.
Anyway, I think we're almost at the top of the hour. We'll maybe dwell into this Benghazi a little more, but we got a lot of other stuff to cover before the next hour.
Yeah, we have another hour to go here. It's, like I said, it's been a pretty packed morning. So
yeah, there's all kinds of things to go over. You know, the coming collapse in Saudi Arabia, some of the things that are going on with Russia, United States Army opening a permanent supply base in Lithuania now to dump troops and equipment into the Eastern Bloc. There's a lot going on.
And with that, they're going to cut us off, and let's just listen to Uncle Ted here. This has been KCNR 1460.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The committee chairman leading Congress' Benghazi investigation is insisting his probe is about the facts, not politics, ahead of Hillary Rodham Clinton's testimony later this week.
My position's always been the same. Four dead Americans is more than enough work for me. She's a witness. She was the Secretary of State. You have to talk to her. But we've already talked to 50 people not named Clinton. We're going to talk to another couple of dozen not named Clinton.
South Carolina Republican Trey Gowdy on CBS TV's Face the Nation this morning. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has today offered incentives to Turkey on behalf of the European Union in exchange for help in stemming the flow of refugees and other migrants into the continent. Officials say the EU incentives offered to Turkey would involve an aid package of at least 3 billion euros to help Turkey host more than 2 million refugees currently in the country. The Boeing company has paid $18 million to settle a whistleblower lawsuit that claimed it overcharged the government for labor on the C-17 Globemaster III aircraft at its Long Beach Depot Center.
Boeing had Air Force contracts to maintain and repair the giant transport aircraft in Long Beach. The Justice Department and a former employee claimed that from 2006 to 2013, Boeing improperly charged for time its mechanics spent at lunch and on breaks. Boeing says it took prompt corrective action after learning of the irregular billing practice and cooperated with the government investigation.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Some 50 people suspected of having ISIS group links are in custody in Turkey at this hour. Turkey's state-run news agency says police conducted pre-dawn raids today at 17 locations in and around Istanbul. The Anadolu agency says those detained are all foreign nationals. They apparently plan to travel to conflict zones in Syria and Iraq and join up. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This week, join Ancestry's Follow the Leaf Challenge. Think you know your family's story? Today, we're challenging you to visit TryAncestry.com and follow the hints from our family tree leaf. Simply type in a name, and our leaf takes you on a journey into your past. Everyone that goes to TryAncestry.com gets 14 days free. We challenge you to find a new story or photo to preserve for your family. What will you discover with 14 days free? It's only at TryAncestry.com. TryAncestry.com.
Business Loans Now is most known for 60-minute approvals and same-day funding for businesses across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for Business Loans Now, where your business cash flow is way more important than personal credit. Funding can be used for cash flow, equipment, payroll, and startups. Business Loans Now can also help with additional funding if your business has recently been underfunded by another lender. To find out how much your business could qualify for, I encourage you to visit businessloansnow.com.
Colombia's government and its biggest rebel movement say they'll work together to locate thousands of people who vanished during more than 50 years of fighting. They say that they made the announcement rather yesterday in Cuba, where representatives of the government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia are trying to reach an ultimate peace deal. They say they'll try and find, locate, and ID the missing as well as return remains to families. Lower heating oil prices this winter will mean a windfall in New England, but officials worry that low prices could lead to complacency. Oil prices cratered last winter, and the trend is expected to continue this year, putting more money in the pocketbooks of heating oil users and smoothing over price spikes that are caused by inadequate natural gas pipeline capacity. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says lower energy prices and a warming winter forecast will mean a savings of 25% for heating oil users over last winter. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Electric car maker Tesla Motors is leapfrogging competitors with a new autopilot system that lets cars change lanes by themselves.
Like other semi-autonomous systems already available from Volvo, Audi, and Mercedes, the Tesla system automatically keeps the car within its lane, and it maintains a certain distance from the car in front, both at highway speeds and on city streets. But analysts say this lane-changing feature is an industry first.
Correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. Today is Sunday, October the 18th, and it's a birthday for a number of notable people, including rock and roller Chuck Berry. He is 89 years old today. Sportscaster Keith Jackson is 87. Actress Pam Dauber has 65 candles on her cake, while author Terry McMillan is celebrating her 64th. International Tennis Hall of Famer Martina Navratilova is 59 years old today. Actor Jean-Claude Van Damme, 55. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From the moment you walk into Wellgate Sports Club, you realize this is more than just a gym. You immediately notice the white glove cleanliness and the friendly, caring staff whose words and actions speak to the pride they have in making Wellgate Sports Club Reading's premier lifestyle center. Wellgate Sports Club promises an upscale experience with high-end amenities and programs including a complete state-of-the-art workout facility, educated and credentialed personal trainers and lifestyle nutrition coaches who work one-on-one with you to help you achieve your health and fitness goals. Wellgate Sports Club features Reading's exclusive indoor saltwater pool, the Mind and Body Studio featuring Pilates and yoga, as well as the group exercise studio featuring Zumba, cycling, and more. Combine that with our complimentary lifestyle education workshops and member social events, and you'll see why at Wellgate Sports Club you'll experience exceptional every day. Get out of the gym and into the club. Wellgate Sports Club, 1740 Eureka Way in Reading. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Wellgate Sports Club. First-class fitness you have to see to believe.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
Tuesday, November 10th is the 240th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Please join the Marines of Shasta County at our celebration in the Event Center at Wind River. All Marines, other military branches, and friends of the Corps are invited. There will be a formal celebration and dinner. Our honored speaker is Major General O.K. Steele on Tales of the Old Corps. For reservations and further information, call Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. See you Tuesday, November 10th. Semper Fi.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Oh,
Sovereign Mind Radio. Who are you? Who are you out there? We really want to know.
Show yourself.
Which party do you belong to?
Are you a member of the regular ruling parties? Are you a member of the middle finger party? I guess that's the question. You know, we make fun of that, but you know, he's right. You know, I mean, the real deal is that we can't keep supporting our local guys, you know, on doing the wrong things. I mean, you know, he says Hellraiser. You know, if you try being nice to your congressman or your elected official and see how far you get. Just try doing the access number where you get to talk to him and reason with him and show him all your graphs and charts and why he should vote a certain way, and then just watch him ignore everything you said and do whatever he's going to do because someone paid him some money. That's really what we're talking about here. You cannot let that go unchallenged. You better start raising hell with your representatives, because if you don't, they don't care anything about you. The only thing they care about is if their seat's in jeopardy and their money train is on the line. And the only way they care about that is if you point out when they're voting inconsistently or not voting for the people and not representing their constituents, you know, whether they're voting for Monsanto or with the Democratic Party or whatever it happens to be. If you don't challenge that, they don't give a crap about what you think. It's really that simple. So who are you out there?
No, and it's our job to do that. That is what we are supposed to do, is hold them in check. And if we're not doing it, who's going to do it?
If you're not raising hell with them, they don't care what you have to say. And that's really Ted's message there on the Hellraiser part. The Hellraiser part is that they don't care unless you're hurting them somehow, some way, to threaten their position, you know, and their authority. Otherwise, they don't care what you say.
And you notice that he was exceptionally careful to be polite.
Yeah, he was playing very nice and fuzzy with everybody.
Yeah. So it's just insane. So, you know, you really got to get involved in the process, and you really have to start, you know, stepping up to the plate as an American citizen and getting involved because, you know, like he said, when he says they're stupid out there, if you're spending all your time going to baseball games and getting drunk or stoned, yeah, you choose to be stupid, but you'll also choose to live under a tyrannical regime if you're not careful here, because that's where we're headed. I mean, the quote I had here, I was going to save for next week, is the price good men pay for indifference to public affairs is to be ruled by evil men. That's Plato. So with that,
we have Billy Bob from Palisadro on the line. Good morning, Billy Bob. How are you?
Oh, good. Thank you for taking my call. And I just told Bob, I don't know how you did that, Linda, by getting that interview with Ted Largent. That was the most incredible radio hour I've ever listened to.
That's Ted Nugent.
No, Nugent. No, did I say Largent?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. No, Nugent. No. I don't know how you landed that, but I'll tell you what, you guys, it just absolutely excited my whole world and everybody else that even had a chance to listen. And my point is that has to be, you have to have Bob bring that down and send it to Hannity. You have to send it to every news outlet in the world. And I tell you what, you got one of the best interviews that I have ever heard, and I've listened to Nugent a lot, but that was one of his best. So articulate, so to the point, so absolutely politically incorrect. I mean, it was fantastic, and thank you for giving me that hour of enlightenment.
Thank you very much for listening to it and enjoying it. We're glad to hear that gives us some hope back out there to what's going on out there.
Absolutely phenomenal, and you have to ship that hour out, and you didn't run the commercials in and to interrupt it, and you can send that out to all. Sean Hannity, get it out there, man. That is one of the best interviews I've ever heard, and you'll be nationally famous for it. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
We'll take that into consideration, Bob. Thanks, we appreciate it.
Yeah, but it's nice to hear that it inspires people. He's not the only one I've heard that from.
Linda is the guru. We are not worthy. We're not worthy. She is the guru who finds all these people.
But it's all for the cause, you know?
And it's been fantastic people. Yeah. You know, everybody from
Ted to Charlie Daniels to Wayne Allen Root. They're, the list goes on and on of the people that you've been able to get.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. But it takes us all.
Well, there you have it. So let's moving right along. We don't want to get her too swelled up over there.
Because
we got to show up here on every week with her, you know, and she's got to be.
Yeah, but you never.
But
you better be careful. You never know who might be next week either.
We just want to make sure that the headphones are still going to fit on her head. Anyway. Listen, I'm having a little internet trouble here with my.
It's been an issue.
I've got a couple things to go over, but I can't get the.
While you're trying to work on that, don't forget that we have the stand down for the veterans at the end of the month, 29th, 30th, and 31st, and that's at the Shasta Fairgrounds. It happens every year, so it's mainly for the homeless veterans. Can go out there and they do all kinds of stuff for them. They can get dental. They hold court out there. They have clothing. I mean, there's all kinds of things. Me and the ladies will be out there cooking lunch on Thursday and Friday to help with those guys out there. And then, of course, November 7th is the Veterans Day Parade in Shasta Lake City. So if you know anybody that wants to join in the parade, you can still get your entry in. I know that they're looking for that. Come out and show your support for that. November 11th is Veterans Day out at the cemetery. And we always have a lot of ceremonies out there. And, of course, Missing in America Project, we're always out there behind the scenes doing something for the people like the band and feeding them out there. So, and, of course, coming in December, we have the Servicemen's Feast that we put on for the firemen, policemen, veterans, and the whole families. And so that's always a good meal. Come out and join us on one of those, and we'd love to see you. And if you're interested in helping out or showing your support. Oh, also we do the toy run, and that's always a good thing that we do out of Anderson. That's an awesome, fun time. So.
And this Saturday, the state of Jefferson is having their second annual
crapshoot
at Rowing Hills Casino. That'll be Saturday, starting about 8 a.m. It's $100 a shooter, $50 for youth 13 to 18. Fantastic time. I know last year there were some very beautiful belt buckles given away.
Nice.
A silent auction for another $20. You can have a buffet-style lunch. The casino puts on pretty amazing
really
spread.
Good.
It was a good time. Unfortunately, with the internet issues, I cannot bring up Karen Knorr's phone number right now. But you want to contact Karen Knorr, SOJ51.net webpage. Or, you know, one of the fastest ways to ever get a hold of somebody in Jefferson is just pop on to the Jefferson State Party or your county Jefferson page, you know, Shasta County for State of Jefferson or, you know, Colusa County for State, whichever it is. Pop on there, ask a question, and someone will get back to you usually very, very quickly and get you where you needed to go.
Yeah, very nice.
Well, with all that said, I got it semi-working here. I wanted to kind of touch on the Clinton aide, Huma Abedin, employment at the State Department and how she has flouted the law. New documents that have been brought out by Judicial Watch are turning the heat up on the perpetrators here, because this is not going to go away. You know, she has, her report that she turned in about her employment with the State Department was incomplete, would not show her husband's assets, her husband being Anthony Weiner. And so is there a cover-up of Weiner? You tell me.
But, I hope it's covered up.
There was depends on which part of the internet you go on. But
yeah, it wasn't always covered up.
He
had an issue with that a couple different times.
But she didn't want to answer the questions about his financial disclosures. And it's funny that, you know, here she is an Iranian, and they're failing to complete transactions and reports of purchase, sell, or exchanges. You know, this is required to work at the State Department. And so the FBI is zoning in on this stuff.
And in Congress.
And in Congress as well. And then her security clearance was actually signed by Hillary Clinton, even though it was incomplete. So now you just don't go to work at the State Department, not reveal anything about your financial situation, your husband, and anything else, who happens to be an avowed communist and, leftist.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting. Some of the documents, include from J.P. Morgan, Barclays, Merrill Lynch, Sweden's ABG,
So the fact that they could be being bribed doesn't enter into the equation, right?
Hmm. Well, that's a myself and a couple of friends actually have a bet on how long it's going to be until Uma Abedin just disappears and turns up in Iran for good.
Well, you know, with direct help from Hillary Clinton, and we should cue up the Wicked Witch thing, but with direct help from Hillary Clinton, she obtained a sweetheart government job in violation of the law. You can't just, you know, go to work at the State Department without security clearances. So she got her special job despite her refusal. And this was not, oh, gee, a mistake. She refused to provide her basic financial information and her agreements and arrangements for future employment. Hmm. So
yeah, what does it matter?
What does it matter? Yeah. You know, and this is disturbingly, the coveted top secret clearance. So this is not, oh, gee, I'm just an aide working someplace, but, gee, I don't know if she's been bribed by foreign government. She doesn't fill out her financial statements and show where her money's at, anything like that, and gets top secret clearance signed by Hillary Clinton. There's no problem here. Just move right along. Nothing to see. But this next week, she just got interviewed. I think it was on Thursday or Friday. And this next week, Hillary's getting interviewed again, by Trey Gowdy and the Select Committee. Now, the Select Committee was the only reason this has been put together was because there's been so much pressure put on them from Judicial Watch and all this information coming out, you know. So the lies and inactions by, you know, Obama, Clinton, Susan Rice, you know, these are monumental. And, you know, rather than tell the truth and risk the political blowback for the Libya mess and lack of security, the administration abandoned those under fire and pretended the attack had something to do, you know, had nothing to do with terrorism. Now, at the same time, we've got, we've propped up the forces in Syria, okay, with money and arms, who just happened to be ISIS, the guys we're supposed to be bombing, and who've been cutting off Christians' heads all over the country and killing people, you know, right and left. And so, but it's all been blamed on a guy in a video who, if anybody watched the video, was the stupidest thing ever seen. So this is all coming to a head here. And I don't know, the drip, 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 drip is starting to show.
And before we go to the break, and the money, it says that Clinton's received from 7 different foreign governments.
Oh,
that would have nothing to do with it now, would it?
Well, I would submit to you that the only reason that Hillary Clinton is still alive is because she knows where the bodies are buried, helped to put half of them there herself. And if they go after her too hard, she's going to start talking and giving up the ship.
See, that's why there's been so much interference from the Obama administration, because, you know, this is like, oh, you better be in line here, because if you start talking too much, you know, then... you know, bad things happen to you, and we can sick the FBI on you. Otherwise, what happens is we'll make it look as, what do they do? They put these investigations together that never go anywhere.
And here's the thing is, Hillary knows, Bill knows, you can dump Hillary and probably get away with it. You can't dump Hillary and Bill without people going, wait a minute, that's a little suspicious.
Yeah. No honor amongst criminals. And with that, we'll go to a break. The number here, if you want to call in and have a question or a comment or talk with us, is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I'll go find the network wanting to treat me right. Y'all can take the change and stick it out of sight. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. Hey, are you ready for some good news? We're gonna take back our country.
The San Francisco Opera's production of Showboat is coming to Redding's historic Cascade Theater Movie Palace screen. This true classic of American musical theater is a tale of life on the Mississippi, a poignant love story, and a powerful reminder of the bitter legacy of racism. Showboat, Sunday, October 18th at 2 p.m. at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Tuesday, November 10th, is the 240th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Please join the Marines of Shasta County at our celebration in the Event Center at Wind River. All Marines, other military branches, and friends of the Corps are invited. There will be a formal celebration and dinner. Our honored speaker is Major General O.K. Steele on Tales of the Old Corps. For reservations and further information, call Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. See you Tuesday, November 10th. Semper Fi.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's time to renew your Medicare Part D, and things have changed. The plan that was perfect for you last year may not be the best plan for you next year, and the wrong plan could cost you hundreds of dollars. Find out what the best coverage is for you. Review all the new plans available with the assistance of an Owen Senior Care Advocate. We can easily compare the value of each plan based on your prescription needs. Call Owens today at 1-800-MY-OWENS for free expert help.
Tuesday, November 10th, is the 240th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Please join the Marines of Shasta County at our celebration in the Event Center at Wind River. All Marines, other military branches, and friends of the Corps are invited. There will be a formal celebration and dinner. Our honored speaker is Major General O.K. Steele on Tales of the Old Corps. For reservations and further information, call Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. See you Tuesday, November 10th. Semper Fi.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, maybe Hillary can't buy some love here.
Yeah. We'll leave that one alone.
Yeah. Maybe a padded helmet so she doesn't fall down and bump her head again.
Yeah, I mean, gosh darn. I mean, and I'm looking at these stories.
And it runs in the family, buying love.
What difference at this point does it make?
There you go.
There you have it, you know, and then... You know, it's just crazy. I'm looking at this headline here. We got, you know, a U.S. military drop, okay, and drops 50 tons of ammunition to so-called moderate rebel groups in Syria. And an unidentified official gave his assurance that the weapons fell into friendly forces. You know, the U.S. has a strange history of giving weapons to its enemies. Wow. Isn't it weird, huh?
Well, friendly to who?
Yeah, exactly. You know, exactly. And it's just the whole thing is insanity. It's like, you know, they're dropping tons of ammunition over there so that ISIS can pick it up and then we're going to try and bomb them the next day or something. No, you got to believe that this is too stupid to be stupid.
Well, here's the thing that blows me away, too, is we're spending hundreds of millions of dollars to drop military-grade equipment to people to fight their government. Yet there's no justifiable reason that American citizens should be armed.
Yeah, and then here's another. Yeah. I know. Yeah. And here's another story to feather into that. EPA spends $75 million of dollars on military-style weapons. Watchdog group reports, and this you know, this comes from what's the name of the
Washington
Times.
And why is EPA buying guns?
The frogs are dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah, the yellow-legged frogs, they're vicious.
You got to blow them out
of
the water.
They'll tear you up.
Yeah, I mean, just like something out of Duck Dynasty deal. You got to blow them out.
Oh!
Call security!
Who's your daddy?
Ow!
Want a piece of me?
Frankie!
Look, he's changing colors.
Come on, squirt some tears, punk.
Frankie, I think they're upset.
This is from the Washington Times. You know, this is by Kellen Howell. The Environmental Protection Agency has spent millions of dollars over the last decade on military-style weapons to arm its 200 special agents to fight environmental crime. Sounds like something out of a bad Captain America comic, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They changed the names from Steve Rogers to whatever it was, and now the
Sam
really,
Wilson.
We don't have to worry. Yeah, we don't have to worry about our government doing anything wrong, would we?
No. They wouldn't send them out and...
Oh, let's see. The EPA, they've purchased guns, body armor, camouflage equipment, unmanned aircraft, amphibious assault ships, radar and night vision gear, and other military-style weaponry and surveillance activities. And this is the EPA?
Yeah.
What the hell is going on here?
It's the same incompetence that poisoned a river.
Yeah, these are the good guys, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
And they're saying this on the TV and letting you know what's going on with the EPA?
Oh, yeah, they talked all about it. Oh, you know, and then let's feather that into this other story, okay? And then we'll come back and we'll do the full circle thing here.
All right.
So we've got Greek ban on cash escalates. Permanent stricter capital controls on 3 million pensioners, civil service servants imposed. Okay, so let's see. Who's been the problem on this whole thing? Let's see. Hillary selling arms. We've got, you know, Obama. We've got all the Greek pensioners being chewed up by the, you know, authorities. Capital controls would be the banking system and the government in conjunction with each other. You know, we're selling arms to foreign governments.
Getting money from 7 different countries.
Do you see a pattern here?
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, exactly. You know, you got the military arming of the EPA, among other agencies, numerous agencies, and you guys don't see that something may be happening here?
Not a problem.
Not a problem. Why they try to disarm us at the same time?
Yeah.
Oh, but...
Yeah. While they're arming frog cops.
Frog cops. Fish cops.
Yeah, fish cops. They're arming fish cops with military-style equipment while attempting to disarm us from even the most basic protections. But there's nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here. And on top of that, they're starting to put controls on all the banks in Greece, soon to be here. So we've got the measure will affect 2.65 million pensioners and 600,000 civil servants. So you get to withdraw $150 a week. Euros.
Of your pension.
Actually, it's euros, so I'm not sure what the exchange rate is.
Of your own pension.
Yeah,
so.
They will be able to withdraw only $150 per week with the cash withdrawal and cap being $420 per week and for a total of $600 a month. So you can withdraw your own money out to the tune of €600 a month, and the rest of their wage or pension they will have to spend by using a debit or a credit card. Do you see any problem here coming in the future?
Fake money.
More fake money.
Digitized money with actually no valuation backing to it at all. And the funny thing is it's taking CalPERS to make this program look good. It's going to be worse for our public service employees.
So maybe they need to arm fish cops and frog cops so that, you know, what happens is that when you try to eat the fish and the frogs, they're going to have to shoot you because you're hungry. And this all really makes a lot of sense, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't make this crap up. I mean, you know, this is like something out of a bad Orwell movie or a novel or something, and people need to see this. You know, at the same time, in Germany, you know, I wish I could do the little typewriter thing better, but 250,000 activists protested in Berlin over the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. That would be the TTPA as opposed to the TPA and the TTPP, and this is all on the QT.
Yeah, the TIPA and the TPP that was enabled by the TPA that we all just didn't understand.
And it was...
But we shouldn't hell raise anything with our...
No, it's all for the better.
No, it's all good.
Yeah, that's the trade's
up or down, no problem. You know, it's all under control. And moving right along, we have Walmart, the world's largest retailer. I'm sorry, the largest retailer in the United States, lost 10% of its market value this last week, a decline of $21 billion. Most of the loss was due to higher employee wages. About 500,000 of the store employees received wages as high as $9 an hour. And the Walmart stock has fallen 30% this year, which is a sign that investors believe that the dividends will suffer in the wake of high salaries, which means that there's probably going to have to start firing people anyway, even though they raised the wages up.
Yeah, because they all complained they wanted their wages
jobs.
Up. Yeah. So they had to cut the jobs mm-hmm. to cover some of the wages.
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable.
And pretty soon they're going to be replacing the people like they do at the restaurants and stuff with the little computer, you know.
Yeah, the automatic checkout.
Yeah, exactly. Where
you go into the store, you can't find anybody to tell you where anything is.
Well, yeah, that happens anyway, but yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's like going to Home Depot or Lowe's and you ask somebody a question and you know more than the guy that's talking to you about not only where is the product at, but what product you should use.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's like I don't even want to talk to him anymore because they're going to confuse me.
Yeah, and then you want me to spend my
Never
money there
mind.
And give you my money. It's like I don't need that aggravation to spend my money. I can do something else with it.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm looking at this. I'm looking at a picture here of this TTPI. You know, they don't do these acronyms or anything to confuse everybody, do they?
No.
No. We all know what the TPP was. It the TPP,
the
TPA, the TTPI.
The Trade Partnership Authority was the TPA, where they destroyed the Constitution, went against the two-thirds majority, and authorized the president to negotiate exclusively and dictate to Congress. That was the TPA that we all got upset about, and we were told we couldn't read simple English or understand it or do math. Then there's the TPP, which is the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is now on the table to be viewed for 90 days before it'll be dictated to Congress what they're going to do with it. And that is the Asian sphere of influence. And then there's the TTIP, which is going to be a leg of the Transatlantic Partnership that is going to tie us economically into the ever so great and industrious European Union.
Well, so I'm looking at a picture of hundreds of thousands of people marching. Did we see this on Fox News at all? No.
Nope.
Must have missed that one.
Missed it.
Mm.
Was sleeping.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah. You know, so you got trade unions involved in this, environmental groups, NGOs, anti-globalist globalization groups. Over 200,000 people turned out for the event. Many more than the 50,000 to 100,000 expected, but the Berlin police claimed that the number was closer to their initial expectation of 100,000. Does that sound familiar? About like, you know, have they ever done that to the Tea Party or anything like that?
Or what they did to the citizens over in Catalonia and Spain, you know, where the government said, oh, there's a few thousand radicals. Everybody showed up. You know, in a area that makes up 5 million people, and well over 2.5 million people show up to voice their in the street that day to voice their opinion for independence for Catalonia. That's a few thousand radicals.
Yeah, there's nothing to see here. Move right along. You know, I mean, what does it matter? All this stuff. You know, in the meantime, we've got, you know, the gold and silver prices are starting to uptick. We're starting to see signs of the economic financial cracks developing. Go ahead, Bob.
Nothing to see here. Please disperse. Nothing to see here. Please.
Yeah, just just a little mall shopping.
Well, what about the fact that Brazil's on its last legs and looking at collapsing into default, which will destabilize the Chinese and the Russian economies all over again.
Why they dump our debt.
Well, in record numbers they're dumping our debt.
They can't dump it fast enough right now.
Yeah.
Or let's talk about the final death of the petrodollar, because Saudi Arabia is hemorrhaging $30 to $60 billion a day.
Well, and I've got a little article here in front of me from King World News. Richard Russell, warns countries are now preparing for a collapse in global fiat currencies and a panic of buying in the gold markets.
Nonsense.
Just all nonsense. You wouldn't want to have some of those pet rocks, would you, around in case the money goes bad, would you? They're just pet rocks. They're archaic, you know, they're just archaic pieces of little metal that don't matter, that have been used for thousands and thousands of years as real money because they can't be debased or counterfeited or left in the banking system where you have to ask permission to get your money out of it. You know, little things like that.
And all the big boys are buying it up and stuff. Don't, you know.
Except in every country in the world as currency.
The fact that they've oversold it 200 times of the actual supply.
Oh, yeah, there's that too. So if you were in the EFTs in the paper gold market and you asked for your physical gold, you know, yeah, exactly. There's 200 claims on 1 ounce of gold.
Get in line.
So all of this adds up to something, I'm afraid, that's not good. Let's see, you know, you got all the government agencies arming themselves. They're lying to us. Oh, but we're supposed to be nice to our local congressman because he voted for the TPA. And, you know, that's because...
Well, we're supposed to be nice to all of our...
We need to trust them.
Yeah, that's we need what to they trust say. Them Never question them.
Because we're not smart enough and we're not good enough.
Well, apparently, wanting to return to constitutional values and a strict definition of the Constitution in your government makes you an anarchist.
Oh yeah,
I've heard that.
I've heard that. I think you've graduated from just a malcontent to anarchist.
Yeah, to an anarchist because I support exercising the Constitution to the strictest terms of the document.
Yeah,
apparently that's the view of certain troglodytes and their pet eunuchs.
I'm not sure I want to mention who they are at this point, but you can if you want, but we know who you're talking
about. I'll leave it at that. Yeah.
So does anybody see, like, a pattern going on here? I mean, everybody's saying there's going to be a global reset. You got this, you know, people think, okay, the stock market went up. Yay!
Yeah.
Okay. You know, but it's...
Compared to what?
Yeah, compared to what other economic data. And they're not manipulating that either, are they?
No.
No.
How far it goes up, remember, it will come down. So the other side of that, it goes down that deep just as far as it went up.
We need spinning wheels.
So.
We need spinning wheels for the break music, you know.
Goes up.
Yeah, exactly. Because do you think the stock market is going to keep going up? You know, is it going to stay up based on all the economic data of jobs, the worldwide economy, you know, the shipping lanes are shutting down, Baltic Dry Indexes, Walmart's losing value, you know, and they're not the first one. People are, you know, countries are getting prepared for a collapse, you know, of global fiat currencies and a panic buying of gold. But it all doesn't really matter because I would rather just stay stupid.
Well, everything's fine because we are on the blended glide path, and if it wasn't for your inappropriate assumption of solvency, there wouldn't be a problem.
Well,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just want to fit in.
Yeah.
I just want to be one of the guys who gets to tell everybody what a good job they're doing. We should play. The other thing is maybe we should play the Everything is Awesome song, you know? I mean, go ahead with Stuart Smalley, though, because that, you know.
I'm good enough. I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
That's what we should base our politics on these days, is that
everything
we just want everybody to like us.
And that's why it's so critical what Ted Nugent had to say this morning. It's time to stop with the nonsense. It's time to stop engaging in the debate and the argument. It's time to stop being afraid to say what needs to be stood. And it's time to remember that we are Americans, and we don't put up with BS like this, and stand up and put a stop to it.
Well, and I'm looking at this article. The word
but that makes you an anarchist.
Yeah, I mean, the word is out that China is selling massive quantities of U.S. treasuries. At the same time, China has been a huge buyer of gold. Does China know something that we don't? While our guys are being told, hey, don't worry about it. Trust us. We're going to raise the debt ceiling. Everything's going to be
yeah.
As long as we get a Republican in the White House the next time around, it's okay.
You'll be fine. Just elect a Republican in 2016 and everything will be good. We might be dead by 2016.
I hope not.
But you know what I mean.
I'm kind of counting on not being dead by then.
But I'm just saying we'll be downhill so far we won't be able to climb back up if we're not careful.
Well, it may be to the point that we should elect Donald Trump just simply because we need somebody that knows how to come out of a bankruptcy.
Well, there you have it. So with that, let's take another break.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, from there we go.
If you want to call in, of course, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of the scene. Everything is awesome when we're living our dream. Everything is better when we sleep together. Side by side, you and I, gonna win forever. Let's party forever. We're the same, I'm like you, you're like me. We're all working in harmony. Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of the team. Everything is awesome when we're living our dream.
Everyone wants to be a hero. It's part of our DNA. Join One Safe Place as we honor local heroes, survivors, coaches, law enforcement, tribal leaders, military, and parents. Be a hero to your children is a One Safe Place benefit dinner to help support a community affected by family violence. With special keynote speaker, consultant to the NBA, MLB, NFL, educator, and activist, TED Talks Tony Porter. Be a Hero to Your Children benefit dinner is on Thursday, October 22nd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. To purchase your hosted table now before they're all gone, call One Safe Place at 244-0118, extension 206. Sponsored in part by Region 3 Safe Program and Shasta Regional Medical Center. And remember, not all heroes wear capes.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we'd like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162 or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California. Straight and narrow highway.
can show you.
Look at the pretty colors. They're really real.
I think rainbows and lollipops.
Rainbows, lollipops, and sunshine.
Yeah.
And they've been blowing a lot of sunshine, all right, you know. There is a, I wanted to mention that there's going to be a free event at Shasta College on 1028 for the climate change stuff. And you can go take a look at it if you want. Climate change free PM at, I'm not sure what they meant by PM here. Anyway, hello. Please consider your attendance to a VIP local free event Wednesday 28th at 7 p.m. Mini Locals Pursuit for clean air, food, water, and all of that kind of stuff. Go out and get climate literate. Anyway, that's over at Shasta College. Maybe we're climate illiterate. I don't
maybe.
Know. I can't help it. I'm looking at this. I'm looking at the Record Fleshlight's top headlines here today. List of Reading ranks low for families. Indigenous Peoples Day marks first celebration. Downtown bathroom to reopen amid talks for more. Typhoon kills two, displaces 16,000 in the Philippines. Testosterone courses downplay risks. Drug company stuff. Industry finds courses on diet and libido drugs. My favorite, Cuba, a nation gets connected.
All right.
Am I the only one that's like thinking that's a bunch? I mean, is there any journalism there at all?
Crickets.
It's unfreaking believable. After everything we just talked about, what are these guys peddling? A bunch of stupid crap that doesn't mean anything.
Brass polish.
Unbelievable. You know, the world economy is about ready to implode, and we care whether there's a downtown bathroom. Well, I guess we'll all need one down there.
The world economy is about to implode. Our government is actively seeking to destroy our form of government and subjugate the people. They're looking to disarm us. They're arming themselves at the same time. You know, nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Don't worry about it.
It's just freaking unreal. I feel like, you know, maybe we need to go back to the 60s. Maybe they never got out of the 60s out there. Maybe that's what's wrong with the paper.
Maybe.
The wheels are still spinning.
Maybe it's just a couple of malcontented anarchists.
That's what it is. You're just a
malcontent. Couple, yeah.
Yeah. In the meantime, out in the Comics warehouse, gold that is being taken out of the Comics warehouse, okay, you know, right now is going to the big three banks, J.P. Morgan, HSBC. you know,
once again, they're moving the gold over there.
You know, in the meantime, you know, the big action in precious metals is in Asia, while they're chewing up through all the gold and they're stealing the COMEX gold and silver out between the big banks. And so, yeah, nothing to worry about, is there? We got some.
It's Raleigh Sally.
Oh,
Raleigh Sally, how you doing this morning, Raleigh?
I'm doing good. Been listening to all 3-4 hours of your program. It's been awesome today. Love Ted Nugent.
Oh, wasn't he great?
Yep. Great guy.
Yes. And this, I just kind of wanted to invite people to come on out to the tea party tomorrow night because we have a great guest. Trevor Loudon will be there all the way from New Zealand.
Well, we should have probably got to that instead of the climate.
Oh, well, we didn't announce it at some point. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we should.
We probably should announce it again. I'm glad you called in so we didn't forget, Sally.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to give people a heads up because it's kind of what you've been talking about all day, and that is the enemies within.
It's true.
Yeah,
yes.
If you want to know somebody that is tuned in to not only the national picture for us, but the picture globally, Trevor Loudon, I think you'd be hard-pressed to beat his knowledge.
Yeah, so show up out there at the tea party. That's
6
p.m., 2570 South Bonnefue at Destiny Fellowship. And even if you're not a tea party member, get some information because you're not going to get it from the Record Fleshlight.
Yeah, you don't have to be a member. Just show up and get the information and be able to pass it along to
other
people.
But we will not be covering the reopening of a Reading downtown bathroom.
Well,
we're not.
Yeah, because we got to make sure the homeless have a place to go.
Well, you don't want them shooting up in public, do you?
Well, I kind of meant it. Never mind.
Well, have a good day, you guys.
All thanks right. Well, thanks, Sally, for calling in and reminding us about Trevor tomorrow night at 6 p.m.
He
is very good. And he gets the truth out to you and makes your eyes open up on a lot of different things that are going on here.
And he does. He expands it so that you can see the forest for the trees.
Yeah. Well,
I know really Bob's over there. He's got something he wants to say. I'm not sure what it is.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, wait, we're not sure, but we think that was double entendre, your last reference.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No. That was like an innuendo?
Never. We're not intelligent enough for sarcasm here.
Or an insinuation.
And I think with that, we do have another caller on the line. We have Susan Clark from Redding. Good morning.
Good morning. I didn't want to let you guys get away without telling you what a fabulous, stellar interview that was with Ted Nugent.
Well, thank you.
God, it was wonderful.
Nice to hear the truth.
And that statement of, if you don't vote, thank you for nothing.
Yep.
Boy, does that mean something. But I wanted to ask one more thing. What are we doing? Are we getting petitions out for Redding to sign for this Jefferson?
Yes, actually, Shasta County-wide, there has been an amazing group of people here in Shasta that have collected tens upon tens upon tens of thousands of signatures and are moving to make sure that Shasta County is going to be in for the state of Jefferson and that it's going to be a direct declaration of the people, the signatures of the people, to declare that they are that they want the representation, that they want a seat at the table. And it is in defiance of the Board of Supervisors who voted to refuse to even listen to the presentation or the idea of the state of Jefferson. The Shasta County Board of Supervisors actually voted to deny the people their fundamental right under the First Amendment to petition their government for redress of government issues.
Where do we sign up?
People have been all over the place getting it. You can come down Monday night and sign at Destiny Fellowship Church.
Sure.
You can go on to SOJ51.net, and there's a little image of an inkwell and a pen there, a little quill. You can click on that and sign electronically if you want.
Thank you again. You have a wonderful show and a wonderful day.
All right, thank
all right,
you,
thank
very
you
much.
For calling in.
Bye.
Well,
I appreciate it.
We've got about 5 minutes left here, and we've pretty much covered the gambit of what we talk about here, and we got to say that it's been a heck of a ride today, but.
Well, it's time to stop pandering. It's time to stop being friendly. It's time to stop being polite. It's time to stand up and do what it is. We're at the point, people, where, I'm sorry, do not comply.
Yeah.
Refuse.
Yeah, yeah, that's where we're at. It's true because, I mean, the real deal is that you can't follow the law if it's illegal. It's your duty and obligation not to.
Well, it's not just that, but your freedom and your safety is at stake here and your liberty.
Oh, nothing could happen.
You're giving it all up in one swoop here.
You guys are just malcontents.
What
could go wrong? We'll just keep counterfeiting money until the banks own the government, and the government is going to try to take our freedom away. That's
and
really right. Come on.
We're allowing our government to commit sedition.
We're creating our own killing zones. And with that, we have Rick from Redding on the line. Do you got a question or comment for us, Rick?
Yeah, a couple of comments. Hopefully I can remember both of them. But, yeah, I'm glad to see this Jefferson State going on. And I wish you guys would tap in to the 20% of the registered voters in Shasta County, which are veterans. And I think we need to get started going. And I think one thing that really is going to go ahead and energize a lot of folks here is this recent Gavin Newsom ballot initiative, where everybody has to turn in their 30-round magazines. It's another anti-gun issue, but I think I have about had it. I'm publicly going to declare that I'm in for the state of Jefferson.
Well, there you have it.
Thanks
for
calling in. And yeah, we do. We try to get out into the veterans community as much as possible. If you have any insights or anything, how we can get more involved with it, please give me a call.
And I would risk saying that there's nobody out there in the state of California that has any 30-round magazines at this point anyway.
What are you
talking about?
Don't know a thing. We know nothing.
We know nothing.
Nothing.
Yes.
Nothing.
What magazines? What are you talking about?
Yeah, so, like I say,
they have 30-round magazines now?
Yeah. veterans community.
You're talking about like Cosmo or Sports Illustrated, right?
Yeah.
No, but I'd like to see you guys come and talk to some veteran groups, VFW, Shasta County Veterans Collaborative, which, you know, Carl knows who I am.
And we'll make it a point. Listen, we're running out of time, Rick, and we got another caller. We got about a minute left, so we got to let you go. But hey, we're paying attention. We'll get on it.
Yeah.
20%.
All right.
All
thanks,
right.
Rick.
Thank you.
You bet.
And then we got Andrew from Bernie. Good morning, Andrew.
Got about
Real quick. I know what the end of the ish.
Yeah, we got about a minute
Cal
left.
Cal OSHA. We'll see whistleblowing in Cal OSHA. Well, the guy didn't like what was going on. In other words, they weren't doing their job. He came out to the press and was fired for whistleblowing. Look up that story. It's hilarious. It's just a sad state of affairs, what we're living through here.
Cal OSHA whistleblower.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's another one. I think it was a state senate crafted a bill, and its acronym is crony capitalism. There's the hubris of these people in the state government. Oh, my God. I don't know the bill number. But it's out there. I heard on Armstrong Getty this week. And you know what? They're pretty close to what's going on. Anyway, thank you, folks. Great
All right,
show.
Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. With that, we're like down to the seconds here.
We're down to seconds here, and my computer screwed up.
Ah, you should know the quote by now.
I should know the quote by now. Hey, remember, you know, don't die a copy. Be an original.
You were created an original. Don't die a copy.
Well, this is Sovereign Minds, where we
like
put
fire.
We put principles above parties. And government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force, like fire, is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
There you go.
There you go.
We bring another show to an end. Stay tuned next week. You never know what we might bring you.
And until then, do not comply.
Absolutely.
Stand up and be a hail raiser.
Four were shot, one fatally. Four police officers were slightly wounded, and a civilian was in critical condition. Police say that the assailants entered the central bus station in the southern city of Beersheba and began shooting and stabbing people in one of the boldest attacks yet of a month-long wave of violence. The head of the international charity Doctors Without Borders, General Director Christopher Stokes, says he's skeptical that the bombing of the group's hospital in northern Afghanistan was a mistake, as the Obama administration claims.
The hospital was repeatedly hit, both the front and the rear, and extensively destroyed and damaged, even though we had provided all the coordinates and all the right information to all the armed parties in the conflict.
An investigation into the deadly attack is ongoing. GOP presidential